through a table of wrestling knowledge.
Oh my God, what's going to happen? Oh my God!
News and rumors. The Spanish Announce Table.
Episode 37 of the Spanish Announce Table, the post-WrestleMania edition. And obviously it's WrestleMania. We'll talk about a bunch of that shit as we go along. If you're listening to this, you already know all the big stories. But man, oh man. Favorite time of year as a wrestling fan, right?
I'm still shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. We've gone over it. It still doesn't feel any more real. Like, it's still, like, I still keep thinking, like, how are they going to get out of this? Like, I keep thinking.
With the network, I've, honest to God, probably watched the F5 into the 3 count 15 times.
Yeah. It still happens the same way every time.
and I look at every, I'm looking at details for
it. I kept thinking, is it a fast count? Is it a, you know,
well,
like, I kept
I'm looking
thinking.
At every detail for it to really resonate in my brain.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get
and
it.
And I don't, what?
Yeah.
Is this real life?
Shocked the ever-loving hell out of
me. Is this real life? What is going on? If, you know, if I can't rely on death, taxes,
and the streak,
what is going on in my world?
I tweeted you from the Spanish Announce Table Twitter. I literally, that, like, the only words I had was, this really just happened, dude. Because that's all I could think, like, no, this really just happened. Nobody thought that. Everybody thought he'll do this, next year he'll do Sting, and then maybe after that he'll pull a final.
Right.
And then the debate was, will he go out on his back?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for longtime listeners, and I'll inform the new listeners, you know, my idea was always the John Cena heel turn.
Right.
I thought that made the most perfect sense. And I still do.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But... That moment, because of the match, and it was long, and it kind of didn't hold your interest.
Yeah.
And it happened to me. And this is going outside of pro wrestling. To me, that is the most shocking moment in television history. The only moment I can think of that captivated a country, the world, and this is really didn't even get to the world like The Undertaker because of the global presence WWE has.
Sure.
But remember Who Shot JR?
Yeah.
I mean, that lives in infamy.
Yeah, I was going to say this will live in infamy forever. Their only argument will be it wasn't television.
What,
but if you're going to say entertainment history.
That's what I'll say. Entertainment history.
Yeah.
I can't think of a
as far
more
as, like, shock, stunned silence.
75,000 people. And even if you want to see, because there was a couple people in the front row that were jumping because they thought they knew, those assholes were shocked.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
They were the cool kids.
They were just shocked the other way, yeah.
But they were the cool kids saying, I knew it. No, you didn't.
Yeah,
no one
right.
fucking
yeah,
knew
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And it was...
Yeah, there's always people that are going to say...
Yeah, when Hogan
you know,
turned...
Somebody predicted UConn was going to win the national
right.
championship. Some dumbass did it,
right.
and they got lucky.
Yeah, and when Hogan turned heel, there was people cheering as if they knew.
Right.
But that was utter shock.
Just disbelief, even.
Because it was clean, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Heyman held his foot.
Never Heyman got involved at all.
Heyman didn't do anything.
Nope. Weird.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
Oh,
insane.
My God.
But we have plenty of time, and we'll delve into it further. But we, as always, kick this show off with news, as if that wasn't news enough.
Right.
But we'll do our regular news. Yeah, oh, by the way, I'm Captain Awesome.
I'm the stunned Titan T-Mac.
Mm, and this is the Spanish Announce Table. It's time for some news.
Mm.
The next part-time superstar
Hopefully Cena.
The Wrestling Observer reports that the WWE contract of Rey Mysterio is set to expire later this month. Sources tell the Observer that it is expected that Mysterio will re-sign with the company. However, it will be a deal structured to allow Mysterio to work limited dates.
I bet he, you know what? We'll get into Raw, but he seemed pissed that he was getting booed.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants to do it.
It says it is believed that WWE wishes to use Mysterio as a brand ambassador for Latin America.
Okay, so.
Which is kind of what they're using him for to begin with, but at any rate, it's time. And he's kind of, I mean, like, really, because of his injuries and stuff, he's been working limited dates anyway.
Yeah.
He's there for the pop and go, you know? Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Rey Mysterio. Give a kid a mask. Cheer. Yay. Go buy some of his merch. Now back to the real show.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're trying to, they're going to try to push the network out to Latin American areas. That's why they're trying to buy up WWC from Puerto Rico. So they have some Latin content. Use Mysterio, especially since they lost the real Sin Cara.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But it's time. And that's a good setting for him, I think.
Here's my thing, though. The part-timer thing. Typically, that gets a reaction, right? RVD came back, got a reaction. Rey Mysterio doesn't get a reaction.
No.
Not in America. Now, maybe if you leave him off of TV for
depends
a year.
Depends on where you're at, too. I bet in San Diego.
Yeah, but.
Maybe Southern San Antonio.
Across the country, sure. He doesn't really get that.
No, No. And again, who knows? We'll learn more later in the month when the contract is.
Yep.
Captain Awesome called it.
What'd you call?
There are plans in place for WWE to stream their international live events on the WWE network. This means WWE will broadcast house shows when the company heads overseas for tours. As of now, there are no plans to broadcast domestic United States live events. We talked about this with Joe Kelly.
Yeah.
I said, you can get up at, you know, whatever time in the morning and watch a house show in Germany or Australia, I think I said, or whatever, but yeah.
Here's the thing that I think it hurts the product, though, is those house shows are there for practice for the pay-per-views.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And if I see it there, then the pay-per-view, I'm not going to be shocked or entertained.
That's why I wonder, maybe the overseas ones, because they do different things out there.
Yeah,
they put
they
on
do
a bigger show.
Special. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I don't want them to do domestic, honestly.
Yeah, because it's every night, and I'm not going to watch. I mean, house show's fun to go to, because it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, you get to see some guys do some cool stuff, but. Yeah, there's been a big push. McMahon's trying to get as much content as he can on there that's different because he wants it to be a 24/7 experience network where you can watch something different at all hours. Of the, you know what I mean?
You know what? They still, to me, go back early history. How many? You have the network. I have the network. Most of our listeners have the network. Guess how many Harley Race matches I can watch?
Yeah, probably none.
Zero, because they don't have them. So
instead
of doing these live broadcasts, which I like, give me some old shit
And like I said, get it set up where I can scroll for just Harley Race.
Right.
And get his catalog.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And a lot of time and a lot of R&D, but.
They got that money.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if you're going to try to raise the price like you say.
Yeah, you dick.
Jesus. All right, we'll move on. Dead man down.
I called him dicks after I just loved that WrestleMania. But go ahead. Dead man down. What
dead
does that
man
mean?
Down. WWE.com just posted this on Monday. Quote, WWE.com can confirm that following last night's historic match with Brock Lesnar, The Undertaker was immediately taken to Ochsner Medical Center. After a CT scan and other medical testing, he was diagnosed with a severe concussion and was kept overnight for further evaluation. He was discharged early Monday afternoon. End quote. It was reported that The Undertaker collapsed upon reaching backstage after his... collapsed, like right when he went backstage in his match with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30. His concussion reportedly was suffered early in the match after a bad fall following a single-leg takedown by Lesnar. Reportedly, Lesnar, Heyman, and WWE CEO Vince McMahon accompanied Taker in the ambulance and missed the remainder of Mania to be with The Undertaker as he underwent medical testing.
Two things about that stand out to me when I heard that.
Hmm.
Two things. One... shows you how important Undertaker is to Vince McMahon and that company.
He left WrestleMania 30.
And two, how much Vince, and this is an honest assessment from an outsider's perspective. Obviously, I've never met him or anything. I truly think he does not care about the Daniel Bryan. I don't think he cares about it.
Yeah.
It's not someone he really...
No.
They're behind it because we're behind it.
Well, and I think it's... He's giving more power to Triple H, Stephanie, and one that shows how much faith he has in them,
right?
To carry it.
But I just think he's
hey
not.
Guys, I'm leaving the biggest show we've ever done.
Yeah. And I think it's because of Undertaker, but I also think it's because it's not Stone Cold out there. It's Rock. It's not, you know, I just don't think he really cares about that.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. But, I mean, I hope this doesn't, I mean, who knows with Taker if we'll ever see him wrestle again, but.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, I mean, that.
We will.
That,
It wasn't a good match, but now that you know that he was knocked out, you have more respect for it, still.
I saw a great tweet that I posted, and it's probably an inopportune time to post it, but it was almost right after the thing, and it said, the guy said, you go out on your back, just saying. Like, you know, there's been the debate, but that's the common thing.
And here's the reason
why. Go out on your back.
True, but here's the reason why I don't think that was his last match. With the Ric Flairs, with Shawn Michaels, you go out on your back the next night, we all stand up and absolutely adore you.
That who knows that wouldn't happen.
Look, as bad of a condition as he's in, they would have checked his ass out of the hospital to honor him.
I don't know.
You can fucking, with a concussion, you can still stand there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously time will tell, but I mean, I'm sure, and who knows, but... God, it was just a weird thing. Well, we got to move on for time's sake. Ass Man Down.
Yeah, poor guy.
WWE.com posted the following, reporting that Billy Gunn suffered an injury at WrestleMania 30. Quote, New Orleans, Billy Gunn sustained hemoptysis?
Mm-hmm. Internal bleeding.
Yeah, after he and his New Age Outlaws partner, Road Diggity Dog, they didn't say that exactly, Road Dog suffered a double triple powerbomb by the Shield at WrestleMania 30, which, by the way, was awesome.
It was, but we'll get into...
At the very end of the match, Billy sustained a powerbomb maneuver, reported WWE's Dr. Chris Amon. After that maneuver, he started to develop hemoptysis, I don't know how you say it, which is the medical term for coughing up blood. We brought him back and evaluated him immediately, checked his oxygen, his blood pressure, everything was stable. We got some x-rays of his chest, which did not show any evidence of a collapsed lung, so our diagnosis right now is that he most likely ruptured a small blood vessel that caused bleeding to the airways and, subsequently, coughing up blood. Billy Gunn later tweeted that he did break some blood vessels in his lungs, but stated that he is, quote, fine.
His character ain't. That was an ass-whooping. We'll get into that, but that was the biggest squash match I can think of since Ultimate Warrior Triple H.
Yeah. That one surprised me.
And I think I heard is they got cut on time because Triple H and Daniel Bryan went so long.
Gotcha.
Which was an amazing match.
Yeah.
And so, man, they just kicked their ass. I mean, that wasn't even close. I don't even think the Shield even got touched.
Yeah, no, it was quick.
Yeah.
But that double powerbomb was awesome. Even if it did break Billy Gunn.
Yeah, oh well. He's gone anyhow.
I guess hell has finally frozen over.
Yeah. It has.
Sting confirmed while at WrestleCon in New Orleans this week that he has indeed reached an agreement with and will be a part of WWE. Even announced in a speech that his new favorite number is 31, leading many to believe that he is referencing a rumored one-off match at next year's WrestleMania 31.
Here's the thing. If you're going to say, hey guys, I'm going to be at this event.
Hey guys.
It can't be a... What the fuck are you going to do for a year?
Well, everybody's belief was him and Taker, and you can do a year-long build off of that.
How?
You do a few... Show up.
Look.
First thing is the Crow.
Look, this isn't Rock.
Rock and fucking Cena did it.
But Rock and Cena had some entertainment.
Yeah, but you could build something. Don't sell them short.
Okay, if Sting's going to be in the arena?
Yeah. You tell me right now, if you were hired on creative and tasked with that sole purpose, you couldn't come up with something. Given their schedule, even. I mean, it's tough.
It's super
come up
tough.
With something.
It's
come up with something. But Sting and WWE, man.
But here's the thing.
You're going to make a shit ton of money.
Right, but here's the thing. With Cena Rock that did the year-long feud, Cena was there every week.
Yeah. No, I get it.
You
and
can't
they even,
do a...
And they were able to play off the fact that Rock wasn't.
Right. You can't do a year-long feud when, for 2 months, neither guy might not be there. I'm going to forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So maybe it'll be somebody else. Bray Wyatt is the only one that I can think of. I mean,
that is what I'm thinking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And but the whole problem is, you know, Sting's got to go over in his only match in WWE.
Who says it's his only match?
You want to see him wrestle more than one time?
I'd see him wrestle a 3-month program.
Yeah.
Win one, lose one, win one, go out. Win one at the initial one against Bray Wyatt. Lose one the second time around in Extreme Rules that plays in the favor of Bray. And then at the biggest show of them all, have him win, and then bye-bye.
I don't know what to think. It's Sting, and he sucks in the ring.
Oh, he does not.
He does now. He sucks.
No, look, he was.
You want to see the t-shirted up Sting running around a WWE ring?
Oh, that motherfucker will not be the t-shirted up. No. Now, he might not be 1994 Sting, but that asshole has been told, I guarantee it, that he's on that Triple H diet and he's on that Triple H workout schedule.
He's still a fat bastard.
He's not fat.
He's fat.
He is not.
He's fat.
He is not.
He's still a fat bastard.
You're telling me. You're telling
He's
me.
Fat.
I get it. You're telling me that.
Scott's very adamant about it.
I know. Scott is very adamant. But you're telling me you're not going to get fucking amped up, out of your skin, goosebumps.
No.
Jesus Christ. When the music, the WCW music,
yeah, you
hits,
know what? I
and
never,
he's stone-faced,
I never,
and he's walking down the
really
ramp, and oh
Sting.
My fucking God, it's going to be amazing.
You
hate Sting.
No, I think I had this when I first saw Sting in WCW. He was the Surfer Sting, but he was Four Horsemen.
Man called Sting.
And I didn't like it. I was right at that age where I was starting to get older. And, you know, I mean, I was like, I'd been watching wrestling for a couple of years, and I was like, this guy's stupid.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't like it. And then he turns into Crow, but I was a huge NWO fan, so I was like, nope. And I was like, you're still in the fucking Crow, and I didn't like it. And I was jaded then, you know, I was like, fuck that. Mm-hmm. NWO for life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cool to be the bad guy, so I didn't like him. And then, you know, his whole TNA run, it's just, I've never really liked Sting.
Okay, so here's my story. I saw Surfer Sting, and I said, wow, look at this buffed out athletic standing drop kick. Awesome, cool, scorpion deathlock. Fuck you, Bret Hart. It's a scorpion deathlock, not the sharpshooter. You couldn't even do it as good as Sting. And I saw this ripped out her with paint on his face, and he was cooler than Ultimate Warrior. He was a better version of Ultimate Warrior. And then I saw the deep emo Sting, and I would go, I'm kind of emo, too, maybe.
No, he was a crying
and
pussy hanging out in
no,
the rafters.
He was the best, and he had the fucking Crow.
I'm
going to
give
crazy.
The entire company the silent treatment
then,
because I'm so angry.
Yeah, fuck you. It was the way you do a fucking anti-authority.
You know what else I also hated? And I even begun to hate, not hate, but I disliked when Austin was finally so big and he was the biggest over face, and you just knew. Glass breaks. Oh, he's going to come in. He's going to kick everybody's ass. He's going to fucking stun 25 people, and we're going to end the show with him drinking beer. Great. I get it.
Yeah.
The same thing with Sting. You see this big melee, and you're like, cue Sting in the baseball bat for the fucking 27th time. It's just like, at some point, I'm like.
But then I like, hold on. So I, okay, and that did get a little old, but guess what they did when I got tired of it? Wolfpack Sting, and that Sting was fucking cool. Yeah.
I just still couldn't get into it, and I was a big Wolfpack fan.
No, I was into that.
But
and, then,
and I never liked Sting in the main event. Mafia?
I did
I
like...
I don't like Sting.
I like Sting. The only thing in TNA that I liked that Sting ever did...
You know what else bothers me
was the Kurt Angle storyline.
You know what I also don't like about Sting? He comes across as really, truly believing that his shit doesn't stink.
He's one of the most over guys in history.
Yeah, we're going to move on, because we're just going to have this Sting-AJ Styles debate. It's here.
What?
Press release out of Nashville. After weeks of speculation and unprecedented internet buzz surrounding the hashtag It's Coming, it is here. Legendary performer and third generation promoter Jeff Jarrett and his wife Karen are set to unveil Global Force Wrestling.
Boo!
GlobalForceWrestling.com, which promises
Boo!
To be the most fan interactive and
it's
immersive
stupid.
Wrestling experience in history. You can't know it's stupid.
Oh, really?
You can't know it's
really?
Stupid.
You
can't know it's stupid.
You're shitting on Sting.
Yeah, fuck Sting, but you
fuck
can't
Jeff
know
Jarrett.
This is stupid.
Jeff Jarrett gave his
you
TNA.
Can't.
He gave his early TNA.
You can't.
The storylines fucking sucked.
Which was inventive at the six-sided ring.
Oh, fuck it was.
It brought in a bunch
Monty
of good talent.
Brown.
It brought in a bunch of talent. And You can't judge him only on his fucking misses. He had some good hits.
He never drew a dime as a main eventer.
He brought in Sting and AJ Styles, right? So there you go.
No, AJ Styles just signed with him because WCW got fucking fired or went
anyway,
under. Anyway. No. No!
Because of new media, new technology, and more in-tune fans than we've ever had, wrestling is poised for another boom like it experienced in the mid-1980s and the late 1990s, Jeff Jarrett said. What we're going to deliver is a multi-platform, innovative brand that will engage fans in ways they've never experienced. It will provide a fresh perspective inside the business that fans have been clamoring for, end quote. Jarrett, the founder of TNA Wrestling and a 12-time world champion who wrestled in WWE, WCW, and numerous international promotions, and his wife Karen have been laying the foundation for GFW since January 2014. Let's see, where else do I? I'll cut out some of this. Global Force Wrestling expects to make several more announcements in the coming weeks. Stay tuned. I'm interested to see what they mean by all of the, like, most fan interactive and immersive wrestling experience in history.
Hey, fans, we can't write this shit. Tell us what to do.
Multi-platform.
It's on
engaging
YouTube.
Engaging fans in ways they've never experienced.
Hey, the black guy's the bad guy.
Oh, my God. Get over
it. We're going to get Jim Cornette to cut a promo on Monty Brown, who sniffs the fucking top rope. Fuck this. So stupid.
No, we don't know. Don't judge it yet. Don't judge it yet.
Here, this is what we're going to do.
Because you're going to hate it immediately because you already hate it.
No, I do already hate it. But this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. I just came up with it.
Whenever, I'm going to hate it because AJ Styles is going to be the star.
No, I'm going to hate it because Monty Brown's going to be the fucking...
Monty Brown isn't wrestling anymore.
Give him time. this is what we're going to do. The first episode of this bullshit, we're going to watch it together.
Okay.
And we're going to film it, or we're going to record it. One of the way.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest. I will just... Hey, man, if I'm impressed, you know, I can eat crow and fucking say I'm wrong.
Sure.
But we're going to watch it together because I want to see your reaction when you go, D-Mac.
Hey, I'm not saying this is going to put WWE out of business.
This is going to be this is going to be WCW 2000.
I don't know. We'll see.
12-time world champion.
We'll see.
Fuck you, man. You were the champ when the fucking company was under or when you were the owner and didn't trust anyone. Fuck you. Captain Awesome, you know what we're going to do?
Mm.
We're going to watch that first episode, and you go, just like your picks, you're always right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We'll see you next week. It's been Spanish Nasty. Doing the show. All right, I didn't have a headline for this one.
Well, good. Let's just say what it is.
WWE Network on track to 1 million subscribers. They announced today, this was the 7th. They announced the WWE Network has 667,287 subscribers.
And that still hasn't been released overseas, correct?
You're correct. And it is well on its way to reaching the goal of 1 million subscribers by the end of 2014, just 42 days after launching in the U.S., making it the fastest growing digital subscription service. Mm-hmm. WWE Network launched on February 24th in the U.S. and will be rolled out in Canada, the U.K., Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Hong Kong, and the Nordics in late 2014, early 2015.
The Nordics.
Sounds like a bad tag team.
Right.
Doing the math, this is me here, at $9.99 per month, that 667,287 subscribers earns WWE $6,666,197.13 per month. With the requirement of a six-month contract, that would earn the WWE just shy of $40 million for the first half year of the network. Not accounting, of course, for any new subscribers beyond that.
Here's my question to you. Now, let's move away a little bit from the numbers aspect.
Yes.
Because we were a part of that initial launch, right?
Yes. Boom.
Boom. We're here.
Bang.
Are you, first off, going to renew?
If I had to renew, like now, I would.
Okay. And how long do you see yourself staying with this? Because here's the thing that I was thinking of. Because for my money that I get out of it, I watch a lot of the ECW because I feel like that was
Running out of content?
If I run out of ECW, and let's say I get to, you know, my favorite time period in wrestling outside of the Attitude, ECW, Monday Night War thing is that early 1990s when it was Perfect and Razor and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Before Doink, kind of. After I'm done with that, that could be a year. So do I sign up for again?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, I watch.
And are they,
here's the thing. The things that I actually use it the most watch are pay-per-views and NXT.
Mm-hmm.
And things like your WrestleMania
Rewind,
Countdown. All that stuff's on watchwrestling.tv.
And here's the thing.
And so I do think about that sometimes. I'm
right.
Like, man.
And do they require, because I don't know, and tweet the table if you guys do, or just tell me right now. Do they make you do every 6 months? Like, is it always going to be, you got to sign up for 6 months? Or is it,
yeah,
I do 6 months, and then I just want it for two more months.
Oh, so I don't know. I think it is. It did have a thing about, do you want to automatic renew when your thing is up? And I put no.
Right, same here.
Like, I unchecked it. But yeah, I don't recall if it said, do you want to automatic renew for another 6 months? Yeah.
You know? Or,
yeah.
What if I just want to do 1 month after my initial six?
I think their goal is every time you sign up, they're guaranteed they at least got you for one pay-per-view, which is probably what most people, you know, on average, I'm sure they did enough of their research that most people buy two pay-per-views or one to two. So... we get them. We got them.
Because I think what they're...
Here's my question with the network, though. So, the big boom was this year, February.
Mm-hmm.
6 months down the road, August, right around SummerSlam. It'd be interesting to see if they really ramp the shit up out of SummerSlam, because there's going to be a fuck ton of people that need to be renewing.
And that's what I think. And that's what I think they're going to hope... not hopefully,
so maybe every year, is it ramp it up for Mania, ramp it up for SummerSlam, and at least, hey... what about those two pay-per-views if you had this big build anyway, and I got it for the rest of the year? So, yeah, if I'm going to buy these pay-per-views, at least Mania, I know at least every year I'll probably buy the network for 6 months, if that's the requirement, because, hey,
I'm gonna
buy Mania any fucking way.
Because I think what they're trying to do, and this is me just speculating, I think what they're trying to do with the network is, take me, for example. I always order SummerSlam and WrestleMania.
Yep.
What they're trying to get my money out of is that third pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you get Extreme Rules? Well, with the network, if it's a six-month thing, that's where my money would have gone if there was no network. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're trying to get the wrestling fan that orders the two, the third money, you know, the third pay-per-view money. And they're trying to say, here's the network, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, there's only so much wrestling, but there's way more than ever I could even think of. But it's just like,
yeah, I mean, it's,
am I interested in it?
If I had to renew right now, I would. But talk to me in August. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Should be interesting. But good for them. And like I said, 670,000 or whatever, that's not even Europe. That's not even.
Yeah, no, man. It's,
you know?
It's
insane.
There's some cities that have less people than that, you know? Or more people than that.
Yeah.
At any rate, let's take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk. We'll do TNA first and knock it out of the way. What do you think?
Yeah. Hey, real quick. Do we tell them who we have on tonight?
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned in the second hour-ish.
Ish.
Because we have his first interview back from WrestleMania weekend, WrestleMania week.
The star of WrestleMania Access. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Rob
Schamberger.
And
we got
him. Excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Stay tuned for that. We'll come back. We'll knock out Impact.
No, let's just do that real quick.
And that's when we return to the Spanish Announce Table on SpanishAnnounceTable.net.
TrainingTopicsNetwork.com. Hey, Captain Awesome, have you heard the freaking news?
What news is that?
We are on Stitcher Radio.
I did hear that. Dude, I love Stitcher. Stitcher is radio on demand.
Yes, it is the best app for any type of radio that you want on your smartphone. I have it right now. It is on my home screen. Look right there. As you can see it, it is amazing. Not only do you get us, you get the MMA Hour, which I'm into.
There's over 20,000 shows to discover.
There is so much to listen to on Stitcher plus us that it is the best app for your smartphone.
You can listen anytime, anywhere. It's a free app. It's available on iOS, Android, Nook, iPad. It's in over 4 million car dashboards. It's on demand and on the go.
And we're on it, and that's why you need to be listening to us on Stitcher Radio.
Yeah, dude, there's no downloading, no syncing, no wasted memory. It's streaming.
It's the best. It is seriously the greatest app for your podcast needs.
If you don't have Stitcher, you can download it free today. You can go to our website, SpanishAnnounceTable.net. Click on the Hear Us on Stitcher advertisement that we have on there. It'll take you right to our show. You can download Stitcher, and you can start streaming the Spanish Announce Table right into your ear holes, just like that.
It is the best app for your ass.
By the way, go on there, click on there, go to our show page. If you rate us, that only helps us out too, man. Stitcher, it's a win-win.
And you know we're the best, so give us the best rating.
So go get it now, SpanishAnnounceTable.net.
What's up, people? Mr. Old School, alter ego to the Mountie, here to let you know about a new podcast that I've been working on called Old School at the Movies. We talk all about the latest news and rumors, we review stats, we've got our own movie review of the week, predictions, contests, all that good stuff. Check us out at oldschoolmovies.net. Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
I'm never gonna be done, lean on it. Now welcome to the Queendom.
The Queendom, where the kings bow down.
Back on the Spanish Announce Table.
How great does she look?
Oh, yeah. With the little, I can't even call it a miniskirt, it's like a microskirt.
I saw, so
was
usually.
It shorts, it was like shorts.
Well, usually I don't look at
shorts.
The tweet the table.
Yeah.
Because I want it to be organic.
Yeah, somebody's like,
but
yeah.
I saw one that we'll get into about that outfit.
Yeah, it's great. There's some good tweet tables. Coming.
Yeah, there's some
like
great
ones. We're going to go a little off format again. We're going to do Impact Wrestling first because obviously we want to spend more time on WrestleMania and the Raw following in the Hall of Fame and
come
so
on.
Forth. So, tag team tables match. Don't see those too often.
No, you don't, really.
And Bobby Roode came off. Looked strong in this one.
What's good about this is Bobby Roode, my favorite Bobby Roode character is when he was the champ for the longest time in TNA history.
Yes.
And that's where I think he belongs.
Yeah.
And so it's good to see him kind of going back that way instead
being angry.
Right, instead of descending down kind of like the bitch. You know what I mean?
I really want to see what they could have done with this heel turn or face turn though that they teased right there with him going to leave but then Dixie came in and
but I liked it because it shows he's kind of like a rebel heel where it's like, I can go face and be fine, but I choose to be heel. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I like it. I like it.
We got a straitjacket match.
Here's the thing.
I'm done
Sam,
with this.
Sam Shaw
is
great.
Yeah. Oh, and he came out and he's got the mic and he's being crazy and he says, because you, like all these people, are ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
One of the worst things you... Because he said Sam Shaw can't keep his fingers to himself, so I got to find a way to keep his fingers to himself, a straitjacket. And he comes out and he's like, these fingers are precious because they create art. Like, yours don't do anything because
right.
you're ordinary, like all these people. One of the worst things you can be in society is ordinary. And then the fight starts. You know?
And here's the thing.
But I like that.
Sam Shaw is original.
Yes.
And he's very intriguing, and he's a fresh, new face in a struggling company.
Yes.
Ken Anderson is the definition of what you don't want in TNA.
Yeah.
It's a gimmickless, I don't know if that's a word, a gimmickless.
It's a half-ass gimmick that he hasn't changed in forever.
It's a half-ass gimmick that he's relying
Here's
on. Remember
something.
Me? And no one fucking cares anymore.
Here's something. I thought of this actually while watching the Rey Mysterio match from Raw, which we'll get into.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought this would have been perfect for Ken Anderson, too. The crowd needs to start chanting, change your gimmick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just
do
let
something.
People know. If you do that to their entire match, every match, change your gimmick, what are they going to do?
Right.
Change your fucking gimmick.
Yep.
Or WWE's not going to roll you out there.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, we win.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, Ken Anderson, he's just the definition of what's wrong with TNA. Hey, guys, remember me? I was famous up north. Don't you still like me? Nope.
I say asshole a lot. Yeah. Don't you like me?
Yeah, come on.
I do the thing with the microphone. You know me.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember?
Here's something else.
And no, we
I
don't
didn't
care.
Care about. I mean, it's good wrestling matches, but an X Division title best of three. Sonata versus Tigre Uno. And Sonata gets the first win. I think it was the first one of those. I just don't. Again, there's no storyline involved in this. And it's two guys that were unknown until a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, too. You can have some guys come out of nowhere and be in prominent things, but not when you're not giving me a reason to care.
Yep. Yeah, why are these two guys wrestling for the title?
And I know
obviously
they're
one's
not
a champ, but why is the other one?
I know they're not jobbers.
Nope.
I know they're big deals where they came from, but this is what they are to me right now. I think, why we got these two jobbers? Because they're no names to me.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we got these two jobbers on my fucking screen fighting in a best of three series?
Yeah, why isn't Chris Sabin out there?
Why do I give three shits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But
give me a reason.
Beautiful people looking awesome. Looked beautiful.
One of them.
Wearing the fur. I mean, they looked hot.
Boots.
They looked
the
hot.
Fur.
They had bright colored fur.
Looking like a goddamn peacock.
They were talking shit.
Yeah.
And they took on Madison Rayne and Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And beat them.
Good. Beat that foot.
Beat the foot face. Yeah, I like the beautiful people back together as the bitchy heels.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it.
I do too.
And boy, for as bad of an actress as Velvet Sky is, well, it seems like she brought some realism to this one because she was all like, she goes, you know, I still felt sorry for you, Madison Rayne, until Angelina wised me up about what was really going on. You're trying to outshine the people that brought you into this, that made you who you are.
Yeah.
That's not how this works. Yeah. I mean, she was just like,
it was almost like, whoa, I don't think you're acting right now.
Yeah, exactly. It seemed honest and
here's
real.
An idea I have for the beautiful people and really a female heel team.
Mm-hmm.
Go after some guys.
Well, you know what I was thinking was going to happen was, so they tell her to, you know, go get the tag team partner and they're like, oh, can't wait to see what it is. And Brittany comes up to Madison Rayne in the back and she's all like, she's like, hey, can I talk to you? And she's like, yeah. And she sits down and like, she sits down where Madison Rayne has the title sitting next to her. So she picks it up and like puts it on her own lap and she's like holding it. And then she's talking, Madison's like, yanks it back from her, like, give him a fucking title, you know?
Right.
She keeps talking. She's like, oh, you're one of the reasons I really wanted to get into wrestling because I liked so much. And I was like, she's going to fucking join the beautiful people and she's going to turn on Madison Rayne. And that's where I thought it was heading because that just seemed too easy. Like, oh, I love you, so much. And, oh, you have to find a partner? Yeah, I thought it was going to be like another way to be like, ah, ha, ha.
Yeah.
We got gotcha.
But my thing is with these women, they always go, I mean.
Yeah, it's beautiful people. Nothing says it's beautiful girls.
Yeah, go after some fucking dudes.
Why, like, if EC3 wasn't involved in this Willow thing, he'd be a good fit for the beautiful people.
Well, my thing, well, yes, but here's what I'm talking about. Why don't the women, because in real life, women do this, just ruin a fucking guy's career.
Yeah.
You know, this guy is wrestling. Let's say it's EC3. This guy is wrestling, and every time he gets close to winning against this other wrestler or a title, fucking beautiful people crotch shot him or distract the ref, and they just fuck with them.
Yeah.
You know?
I like it.
And then I don't know how, like, and then you can have EC3 bring in a girl that would beat them up or whatever. But they never do this women going after men thing, which it happens every day in fucking life. Trust me about that. Dated enough of them. And it's like,
is this like the, or do you need to be on the psychiatrist couch
no,
right now?
It
seems
saying,
like you got something you want to tell
that,
us.
Isn't that an original idea?
But yeah, no, I like it. I like the idea. Yeah, no, I do
have
like the
them,
idea.
Instead of the women beat up the women, have the women go after the men.
Yeah, and especially because you can't really do anything about it. Like, what are you supposed to do about it?
Right. Now, you could go old school if you, they were picking on Bully Ray, and Bully Ray puts him through a table.
Yes.
Which would get a big pop.
TNA's willing to do something
right.
Like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So do that.
Yeah.
TNA, listen to me, assholes.
I'm calling you assholes.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Listen. I care about you.
Because they're assholes.
Yeah.
Kenny King.
Kenny King, the pimp.
The pimp. The best part of the night for me is when he handed that agent the money. He was like, Kenny King.
Yeah, Kenny King.
Just gave him the money. Yeah, him and MVP going at it. Obviously, we're going to get Kenny King as a heel. He's the king of the night. Kenny King.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Will he continue against the authority figure? It'll be interesting to see how that
a lot of kings
plays out
right now. You got the king of kings.
King of swing.
King of swing. King of the night.
King of the night. Well, king of the night and Kenny King are the same king. But you got the king of kings.
That's what I'm saying. You got the King
of
Kings.
Oh, you said King of Kings. I thought you said Kenny King.
No, I said King of Kings.
You slurred. King of Kings.
King of King.
Kenny King?
King.
Kenny King.
King of King.
Other than that, we had the whole Magnus Abyss saga, which led into the Magnus Abyss Samoa Joe Eric Young match. I like where Magnus is taking this. He's manipulating
Magnus
Abyss.
Magnus is the shit.
Yeah.
Magnus is awesome. Magnus is your future. Magnus deserves more airtime.
Yeah. So if I'm WWE and TNA closes shop, and I'm going to take a couple guys, I'm going to take Magnus. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Bobby Roode. And I might give Sam Shaw a look, but there's not enough to know off on my head. But I really like this Magnus where he's going with this Abyss thing. He's manipulating him. Like, no, man, I love you, Abyss. Like, you know, I love you like a brother. These other guys, you know, they've been trying to use you and, you know, use your strength and manipulate you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. So. And is this where we're going to go? Is Abyss going to come back and get his run in the sun? Is he going to take down Magnus?
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't like the Abyss character anymore. I just wish they would let him be Chris Parks.
I just wish they'd let him go away.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's one of the most underrated people that's been around.
But he's kind of done the... He's done everything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Go to just let him be Chris Park. Anyway, I don't know. TNA, we wanted to keep it quick. We'll let it be quick, and we'll let it end at that. I mean, not terrible, not great this week.
Uh-huh.
Decent, serviceable, but it's WrestleMania week, so really I'm surprised if anybody watched it. It's fucking WrestleMania week. You look shocked over there.
Yeah, well, I'll get into it.
Okay.
All right.
When we come back to the Spanish Announce Table on SpanishAnnounceTable.net and...
TrainingTopicsNetwork.com. Hey, it's T-Mac. I need you guys to do me a favor. Go to our website, SpanishAnnounceTable.net, and look on the menus on the left-hand side and click the survey link. That's a quick link that will help us with advertisers, which will help us keep the show running for free. It doesn't take long. It's just a few minutes. Doesn't ask you for any weird information. It just really helps us out. So once again, go to our website, SpanishAnnounceTable.net, and click on the survey link on the menus option on the left-hand side. And if you've got some time or are looking to do some online shopping, click on the ads that we have scattered around the page or click on the PayPal donate button and give us a dollar. We've asked you this a million times. Please just give us a dollar. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. Again, that is SpanishAnnounceTable.net.
Okay, so... We're sitting in the studio. It's Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
It's 11:05 p.m. Central U.S. time. There's going to be some surreal moments coming up in this show for us. We're sitting here.
Tuesday, April 8th.
Yeah.
For the, yeah.
We just see a tweet from Triple H.
Here, I'll explain.
Yeah.
So we're doing the recap of TNA. And... You know, like any young person does, we can do two things at one time. And just because I always want us to be late breaking news, kind of fresh as can be, because this is pre-recorded, I have my phone. I have my phone in my hand. And on my phone, I got all these names retweeted a tweet from Triple H. And so as Captain Awesome Tim is talking about TNA, I just happened to click on it. Just doop. You know, because I can do two things at once.
You may have heard the final segment where you got
right.
A little silent.
Yeah. Well, I was utterly shocked, and it was Triple H confirming the death of Ultimate Warrior.
Really
which
weird.
Is
with the timing and everything.
So surreal.
Just got him in the Hall of Fame after being basically banished from existence of the company unless they were going to shit on him with a DVD.
Right. So here's the thing. And like I said, it's Tuesday, April 8th, 11:05 Central Time. We have yet to read or be text or anything on how he died. So I'm not even going to speculate because it's way too early.
No, sure. The issue is
here's
coming up in our
yeah.
next segment, we have Kansas City artist Rob Schamberger, who, and we'll get into this in a thing, was down at WrestleMania Access.
Mm-hmm.
He...
he painted the jacket.
He painted the jacket Warrior wore on Raw. And he has a lot of stories about the Ultimate Warrior. So it's going to sound weird after just announcing this news to hear that segment.
So we pre-recorded that around 7 o'clock. So at 7 o'clock, Tuesday, April 8th, I just want to say that so that you guys, if you're listening to it on the 10th or 11th or whatever, 2 months from now, you understand. At 7 o'clock on this night, we had not heard any news.
Yeah. He was alive as far as we knew. We might have still actually been alive.
Right. So when we did the interview with Rob, and like Tim said, he's going to share some amazing stories about how cool Ultimate Warrior is. And that's why it's going to sound weird now that we've announced, confirmed by WWE.com, Triple H's Twitter account, Bleacher Report, other news sources, the Ultimate Warrior has passed away.
Dead at 54 years old.
And like I said, I'm not even going to speculate on how. I don't even want to be honest, because it'd be just a disservice. But incredible timing. Incredible timing.
Wow.
I'm speechless. I mean, I'm trying to talk to fill the time so where you at home who are listening understand my emotions, understands Tim's emotions. So I apologize first off for kind of being unprofessional there at the end for TNA's recap. You know, not the first time I've been unprofessional, but
it's just
shocking.
It's shocking. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, here we were just talking about him.
Right.
His things. It is big focus on him. He's the headline main event.
Yeah.
Of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. He was headline.
People thought they'd never see.
Right.
And he had that big speech on Raw.
There's a picture with him and Vince McMahon hugging. You know.
Yeah. I don't know, man. For time purposes, we gotta. I hate to say this, but like we gotta move on. But it's so. I mean, we were going to kind of maybe just tag it on at the beginning or something, but it would sound just as surreal as if we announce it now, because we just want to make sure that, like, you know, when we do this Rob Schamberger, when we play this Rob Schamberger in the next segment, you know what I mean? It doesn't sound like we're just like, oh, yeah, fuck, that guy's dead.
Right.
You know? It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I'm interested to hear more about what happened, but obviously, we'll have more on that next week and maybe later in the show if we get more information.
Yeah, as we hear it in our recording, this is
going to feel weird, because now we're going to talk about WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
And what excited us and shocked us. And so this is going to kind of maybe.
It was WrestleMania. Let's just talk about it. So
yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll kind of go in order and we'll discuss our picks and we'll see who won that. It kicked off with the Dolph Ziggler kickoff show with tag team title. Four-way match, which when we made our picks, it would have been a little more interesting to know that it was going to be a elimination style.
Right, because then we could have picked the order. I did. I picked it. I picked didn't it go Los Matadors, Ryback-Sol?
I think so. Yeah.
Real Americans. That's what I picked.
Yeah. So
I didn't. I won't get points.
Right.
But.
You know. So, well, we both said Usos would win via pinfall. And we both thought El Torito would get a Hurricane Rana on somebody, which didn't happen.
Yeah.
He did get a move on everybody.
And he got shit on.
Yeah.
I mean, they really, like, he looks like a buffalo.
Yeah.
Guys, you're not supposed to shit on this.
It was a decent match. I mean, it was a fun way to kick off the show, obviously. And, I mean, the Usos won, which is kind of what we expected. We both got, our points are doubled, so we both earned 16 points.
Yeah.
Kicking it off, right. Then we moved on to a big match that everybody was looking forward to, Daniel Bryan and Triple H.
And what I thought was the match of the night.
Really?
I thought that was the match of the night.
Okay. Not even the main event, huh?
No, because I felt like the main event had too many.
I really liked the Bray Wyatt John Cena match.
I did too.
Didn't like the outcome, but.
But I like, this was a great technical. It was like a technical wrestling match with the emotion of a rivalry, and that's why
True,
I thought.
Yeah.
And in the main event, it had too many hokey things. A ref comes in and Triple H gets hit with a sledgehammer. So that's the only reason it's not my match of the night.
Okay, well, we both obviously predicted Daniel Bryan to win via pinfall. So we both got 16 points. You predicted CM Punk would run in to cost Triple H the match. That did not happen, sir.
Damn.
Not happen, sir. Shield versus Kane and New Age Outlaws, and what a squash match.
Like I said earlier, this was the closest squash match to Ultimate Warrior on Triple H. Yeah. You know, I mean, it was just a one-sided ass.
We both predicted that, right, all together. 16 points all the way around, so we're kicking ass already here.
Uh-huh. 3 for 3.
Double powerbomb, though, on the...
It was cool.
The Billy Gunn gut buster.
Because that puts more pressure... because that puts more pressure on... Ambrose and Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just their traditional one, it's just a power bomb. But with this one, these two guys actually have to hold these guys up.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, normally I'm kind of like, I'm like, why can't Roman Reigns get a guy up for a power bomb regularly? Yeah. Why does he need these two guys?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But
so then we got Bray Wyatt, John Cena, the match for the legacy.
What'd you think about this?
I like the match.
Right.
The match was good. I like the wrinkle wear there. Okay, so he's trying to expose Cena to be the I'll get over however I need to get over cheating thing. But I feel like we've seen Cena do some things like this before. So.
It was the Kane embrace the hate.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, hey.
With all the moments talked about that we've already kind of mentioned, or actually we're going to mention them in the Rob Schamberger interview. With the Hogan Rock, Stone Cold.
Yes.
With the Cesaro picking up Big Show.
Yes.
With the Daniel Bryan, yes. All of those were amazing. And all of them were bigger than this moment. But I think a moment that's getting lost, maybe, is, and it was one of the cooler moments for me, was Bray Wyatt kicking the chair to John Cena and then getting on his knees saying, hit me!
Yeah.
And then, okay, so we've seen that.
Yeah.
But then the fucking crowd behind him singing along and doing the wave.
Yeah, and they're doing the whole world.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It felt like a cult.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, dude.
And it was, I mean, not the whole crowd was doing it, obviously, but, I mean, there's tens of thousands of people.
At least 10,000 people were doing that.
And it was great.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
That was one of the moments.
I tweeted at that moment, and that's when I was like, I love this crowd. Take notice, Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay, you still suck.
Amazing. I mean, like, here's the thing. WrestleMania, Raw after, large contingency of smart wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. So our argument is, look what we're telling you. Stop giving us this bullshit.
Right.
Their response that they just won't say is, you're not the only people that watch the fucking show.
Yeah.
Furthermore, you're also not the ones that buy the most stuff.
Yeah.
So if we bought more stuff, maybe we'd have a little bigger voice. But, damn, if it's not a loud and clear message. And their whole thing is, yeah, we know, but this is what makes us money. So, hard to say who's right in the long run, but looks like we're getting a little more of what we want these days and age. But, who knows?
Hey, let me, because this is organic, as far as this conversation about WrestleMania, I do want to share. I just saw Rob Schamberger sharing the news of Ultimate Warrior passing away, and I want to quote him just because, like I mentioned in our interview, he says, and I quote, "Devastated to hear of the passing of Warrior. The few times we talked, he was an amazing, passionate, and caring man. My thoughts are with him, his friends, and his family at this time." So I just want that to be heard before we do this interview where we're talking about him as if he's still
just
here.
Just tonight. Oh, insane. All right. We both awarded 2 points here because we correctly predicted interference from Harper and Rowan during the thing, but we both thought Bray Wyatt would win, so we lost any of those points.
And you know what? The more of the narrative that John Cena will give in to the evil, and it being WrestleMania, it made sense why John Cena would win.
Because
he has to give the little kids the hope of you can do good.
And here's the thing, they couldn't give us everything we wanted to see. They gave us Daniel Bryan winning. The Shield won. You know? They knew they were going to give us Cesaro in the thing here. And, they knew Daniel Bryan's going to win the whole damn thing. So you got to counterbalance it with something the kiddos want to see in that thing.
And that's what I'm saying. You have to give the kids hope that they can be a good
person.
And
I don't think Bray Wyatt's any worse for wear.
No.
He was still made pretty amazing. Damn well in this match.
And that little backwards crawl thing on the you can't see me was amazing.
And who's to say this is done? They didn't absolutely close this out. Yeah. Then we got the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. RVD did return. No, he did next week.
Or the next night.
So I was reading what your predictions were. you said RVD would return, Sheamus would win and turn heel, and the Great Khali would be the first one eliminated with everyone teaming up on him, and you got a fat 0 points for all that shit.
Was Khali even in the match?
He was in the match, but the first one to be eliminated was Yoshitatsu. Khali was eliminated later by collectively 3MB.
Right.
But not everyone.
And Sheamus made it to the close to the end.
Right.
So I wasn't that far.
But he didn't turn heel.
Yeah, I know. He needs to.
I said Dolph Ziggler would win, so I got 0 points also. Antonio Cesaro, though. And he had the big moment where he picks up Big Show. And we talk about this later. That's the problem is we pre-recorded this interview with Rob Schamberger, and we talked about a lot about these moments. So it feels like we're repeating ourselves.
Right.
To us. So forgive us, fans, if it sounds like we're blowing over a lot of this. Right. But we're also running up. It's late here, and we got a late start, and we're trying to keep
the show. And I'm still shocked, honestly. And not just shocked how I started off the show with the Undertaker.
You're right, yeah, no, with this Ultimate Warrior thing.
This is just amazing.
No, big moment here. Antonio Cesaro picked up Big Show, and like we're memorializing Andre the Giant, his biggest spot contributed to wrestling probably was the Hogan Slam. Here is, so it's kind of apropos in this Memorial Battle Royal. We'll have that moment. But Cesaro didn't just pick him up and quickly slam him with his momentum going that way like Hogan did.
Yeah, it wasn't like a momentum power, like, okay, we're going to do this
together.
Yeah,
see, when Hogan did it, and I even thought this when I was younger, yeah, he slammed him, but he kind of more cartwheeled him and just threw him down.
Yeah.
Cesaro picked this big bastard up, held him
and took
over his shoulder, took 2 steps with him, and launched him over the top rope.
Yeah.
Launched him, but threw him over the top rope.
Yeah.
God damn, the guy's a beast.
One of the most amazing feats of pure strength I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like a squat like Cena did.
Yeah, no, exactly, yeah. And then lifts him up.
Right.
Yeah, no, this was, he picked him up.
And moved him.
Back-breakingly amount of weight. Moved him.
Moved
and tossed him.
And I think if we knew Cesaro was in the match, I think we would have picked him.
He might have been in consideration for absolute sure.
Picked him.
Yeah, I don't know because I would have thought they're still going to go with a. I thought they were going to go with a thing that would get. Well, I did pick Ziggler because I thought they. I said because I think they want the smarky pop.
Right.
Which is
what
we got.
Mm-hmm.
It's the different guy. Then we had the streak, and boy, we talked about this, but man, oh man, did I ever. If there was a I almost shit my pants moment. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. If you listened to our WrestleMania special last week, it was laughable.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar is not going to win this
I
match.
Think.
I put it in my call of the WIR, which won me a damn, in the main event of that show in a competition with another guy. I said, should this take her job out in his final match at Mania? And I said, oh, but. That's not going to, without a doubt, I said, that will not be happening at this year's Showcase of the Immortals. Without a doubt, I said, will not be happening.
The four of us last week breezed through it. Does anyone think?
Yeah, no, nope, yeah. Okay, take her, boom. Yeah, match, all right.
We were like,
Paul Heyman will get involved, they'll toss him. We discussed more about how he would toss Paul Heyman into some steps or something.
Yeah.
We spent more time on that than actually considering that Lesnar would even have a fucking shot in hell of defeating the streak.
And I want people to realize that. The listeners, you know, Mop, Cataclysmic, all you guys.
Where you at, Mop?
Yeah, where you at, Mop? We literally had every kind of realm of fan. You had the Smarks.
Yep.
You had a fucking pro wrestler. And you had the newbie, everything's great.
Yeah.
And all of us breezed through it like it was never going to happen.
No. Let's just keep moving on because we're going to talk a little bit about Raw. And I feel like we don't have to dread too much on these as each thing comes up because we're going to have Tweet the Table left and we're going to have the emails and most of that's going to be about me.
Right.
So the Vicky Guerrero Divas Championship Invitational.
Those girls, you know what I want to say real quick is those girls were in the worst possible spot to ever be in.
Nobody wanted to watch that match at this point. You know, everybody
and
just wanted to talk about The Undertaker.
And they did well.
They did well. And they even got the crowd into it a little bit. So kudos.
Yeah, they did.
My biggest shock out of this was Alicia Fox looked a lot better than I've ever seen her.
Yeah.
Even so, being one half of the greatest wrestling match of all time.
She's got that greatness within.
You predicted somehow Tamina would cost AJ Lee the match.
Oh, I did?
Uh-huh. And Naomi would win with a roll-up pinfall.
No.
So you got a fat fucking goose egg. I said Brie Bella would win via a roll-up pinfall, and Nikki Bella would do the worm. And I got 0 fucking points. Well, I really didn't think AJ Lee was going to retain. I just thought it was finally done. But who knows? Then we got the main event for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. Randy Orton, Batista, and Daniel Bryan. We both correctly predicted Daniel Bryan would win.
And it happened.
Via a pinfall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, I've got our numbers wrong here. So that would be 16. Yeah, yep, let me reconfigure my math, sir. Oh, you know why? Because it wasn't a pinfall. It was a...
submission.
Submission.
Yeah, and I love, and I even tweeted this. Of the two guys that you would want to tap, don't have the guy wearing the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu fucking singlet tap out to a submission. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, man, that's how badass Daniel Bryan is.
I mean, it is, but come on.
So, so we both scored 10 points because we correctly predicted the winner, not the method of victory. So, we both got 10 because it would be 5 doubled. We're all tied up, except for the fact that you scored an extra 2 points in this match because you predicted a run-in during the match by Triple H. Whereas I said it would come after the match.
I love
and then
it.
The second.
Triple H, you're the best.
So yes. You won 62 yes. to 60.
Yes. Yes.
And as I was going back, I calculated this, and what I realized is I didn't fully watch the Divas thing, so I was like, did Nikki do the worm?
Mm-hmm.
Did Nikki do the worm? Because that will save me here. Give me 2 points, and I'll tie it. And I was like, certainly she did the worm. Now I'm praying for a worm from Nikki fucking Bella. And how many times have we had to see that god-awful mess?
Every fucking
but
night.
No! No!
God bless you, Nikki.
No fucking worm at all.
God bless you,
at
Nikki.
At Wrestle fucking Mania, you're trying to get the crowd back into it, and you don't do the fucking worm, but you'll do it any other goddamn time.
God bless
Fuck
you,
Nikki. Fuck you, Nikki Bella.
You dumb.
And your womanizing.
God bless you, Nikki Bella.
WrestleMania.
Bella,
so Titan T-Mac up 62 to 60 in WrestleMania. Let's go to the. This is it. This is the last thing. You won this round of pay-per-view picks. We'll start a new one on the next pay-per-view.
Yeah, we started with SummerSlam, and we decided that we should always end with WrestleMania because that's kind of how the stories always end.
Yep.
So it's a shortened season. It's an abbreviated season, but I came out on top. I want to thank the fans.
You won by 29 points. You won 371 to 342.
I want
to
thank the fans. I want to thank my mom for always supporting me and everything I do. I want to thank all of you. You know, without you, I don't think I could have made these picks.
Your mom supports my balls. WrestleMania, like I said, it was one of the best WrestleManias in damn recent memory, if not 10 years or more. And one of the top 5 for me, for sure, that I've ever watched, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, instantly I thought...
It's going to go down in history as when the streak ended, and in such a shocking manner.
And when the Yes Movement started.
Sure, yeah. And then the Ultimate Warrior dying a couple days later after the Hall of Fame ceremony. The Hall of Fame ceremony was awesome. I liked it.
I love Scott Hall's speech.
Love Scott Hall's speech. Jake the Snake Roberts had me emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Lita was great and long, but great.
Lita was...
We learned a fucking lot about Mr. T's mom, for God's sake.
Jesus. And then Kane was like,
hey, get the fuck out of here. The Paul Bearer thing was great. Kane's speech for that was awesome.
Yeah.
Undertaker came out to honor. Hey, Undertaker is, or Paul Bearer's son.
Did it perfectly.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, it was good. I like the Hall of Fame.
You guys...
WrestleMania is great. The post WrestleMania Raw lived up to the hype. The crowd was insane.
You want to just go through that real quick?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I thought the cool moment was Cesaro's now a Paul Heyman guy.
Cesaro's Paul Heyman. They busted up that trophy.
Yeah, they busted
I wonder if they're going to give him another one because Hogan kept saying that they were going to keep doing it at every Mania, which
I've
never heard anywhere else. And Hogan's right. Screws up quite a bit, but they kept showing that.
Calm down. Hold on. Speaking about WrestleMania, we went through our picks. What I thought was amazing moment is
the fucking
opening. How could you ever have another opening better than that, except for Hogan not saying the Silver Dome?
Yeah.
Which, and I explain why I think he did that in the Schamburger
interview. Well, sure, yeah. I mean, it's obvious. But I love the next night on Raw, somebody's got a sign that says Hogan cue card,
yeah.
Smoothie King Center. great. But Hogan... Nobody could go through that flawlessly, that mess up, that flub, and keep the crowd going.
Just right on.
As well as Hogan. Yep. I mean, maybe The Rock. Rock could is another guy that could do that. Be like, oh, my bad.
I'm gonna go do a movie.
I'm
sorry.
An idiot. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Yeah.
but going back to Raw, I think it was cool that they busted it up because I liked how Paul Heyman cuddled with the fucking Andre the Giant like it was a title.
I just got news that another streak has ended.
What?
Kevin Durant's streak of 25 or more points ends at 41 straight games. Scores 23 points, sits out fourth quarter in a win. He was the longest time anybody's done that since Michael Jordan.
Well, he's a fucking scoring machine.
41 straight games with 25 points more. Streaks ending all over the place.
I know.
What the fuck?
What else about Raw?
Your streak of WrestleMania or of pay-per-view pick wins is ending.
Nope, it's not.
It's ending.
What else did I like about Raw? AJ Lee.
AJ Lee. Hey, Paige.
Paige, but I love that promo that AJ cut. It was
very... The pacing is weird.
The pacing of her promo is weird. Oh, it made me think it was a CM Punk-ish. Mm-hmm.
Well, the whole thing is, with Paige coming out, it was weird that they gave Paige the title all of a sudden. I wouldn't be against that. Here comes this diva. She's NXT champ. She's great.
But the way she did it, I just want to congratulate you.
Yeah. And then, she goes, well, no, I'm not ready for that. Bitch, you're in your gear.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. And then, okay, I'm going to put up my title when, first of all, you've been a heel that's been trying to scheme any way to keep your title.
Right, yeah, why? I mean, really I get odd. It because it's an NXT girl.
I expected Vicky Guerrero to come out and be like, you've got a title match with Paige, you know what I mean?
She, what? And then loses.
Yeah. Think about, okay, women are already catty and jealous of other women and angry at other women for everything. Women hate women.
Mm-hmm.
All those divas that we've been talking about deserve a title run. Natalya, Naomi, Brie Bella.
Paige.
Paige walks in the fucking door and is like, oh,
Well, here's my question, and this is kind of irrelevant, but it makes me wonder, what are they going to do with the NXT thing? She's going to hold two titles?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
Is she going to go and just say, hey?
I bet you Charlotte. I'm going to bet Charlotte takes the NXT. Yeah. One more thing.
The Shield turned officially face pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
And that was cool. I was expecting, because it's the night after WrestleMania, personally, I was expecting, this is my prediction, I told Sharkbait this because I watched it with them, I thought Shield and Kane, Batista, and Orton would fight and scramble, leaving Triple H to pick up Daniel Bryan and kind of get the easy win, and then the lights go out, lights come back on, Sting. I thought that's where Sting was going to come in. Didn't happen. But I thought that's where he was going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And that poor bastard sitting in the front row at Raw with his face painted like Sting, he thought
Sting,
that too.
Sting, if he went back to that Crow gimmick, could kind of fit that Hounds of Justice look with the black and the thing, and because he's always standing up for what's right.
Oh, how so fucking be like their cool special of a weapon. Stable would that be?
Yeah.
Now, would you like that?
That'd be interesting. I'd
Sting
do that.
With the fucking Shield.
But the whole thing is they're trying to push Roman Reigns. I don't know. They'd want to overshadow him with Sting.
Give him a goddamn legend. What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
He can't talk. Here's the thing about Roman Reigns. Can I just say this real quick? Because I know this has been a long segment.
He can't talk. He's good for a one-liner where he's like,
Believe, like last night
when he was like, yeah, and I'll make sure of that. Right. You know what I mean? Those are great. But yeah,
he's
got some work to do.
He has a look. I'm not sold on him.
You know, I don't think he should be anointed right now as the next big superstar, but they're going to push him because of the look. It's going to be about,
what is he going to look like?
Some merch. I don't know, but he's a handsome dude that the chicks are going to love, which is a large pull of John Cena's group. It's kissing babies and hugging fat chicks. That's what Roman Reigns is going to do.
Okay, but if you just put him in tights and...
Yeah, no, you've got to make him still look edgy.
That's what I'm saying. Because if you just put him in tights, he looks like Tyler Rex with a tattoo.
Yeah, no, you still got to make him look cool, but they'll find a way, I'm sure.
We'll see. I'm not
sold. Goddamn good, great week for WrestleMania. I'm going to end this one here because we've got to get it rolling. We're going to talk Tweet the Table, and a lot of this is going to get brought up in Tweet the Table.
Yep.
A fucking lot of it. And we're going to come back, and we're going to play the Rob Schamberger interview. Ultimate Warrior's dead, man.
And you guys caught my reaction.
Yeah.
Not you guys. You did.
The only other time I can attribute this is I was podcasting. Let's podcast. I was podcasting doing the fraudcast with... my buddy Lester Greystone, and that show, our topics would come from the listeners, and we get a tweet that said, what do you guys think of them finally catching Bin Laden? And we were like, what?
You're like, what? Wait.
What? And like, I turn on the news, and here comes the president announcing. And so we were live podcasting while figuring right. out that they had just caught Bin Laden. So this is more shocking to me. Weird, huh? Multiple warriors just dead out of nowhere.
Very weird.
If you would have told me if that this didn't just happen, right? The Mania, the Hall of Fame, the Raw. If you would have told me, hey, Ultimate Warrior just passed away, I would have been like, yeah, believe that.
Right.
So it's not like, oh my God, Warrior's dead. I'm like, it's Warrior's dead. It's just the timing of it all. Like, and we were talking with Rob Schamberger about future plans with the Warrior. Mm-hmm. Future plans with the Warrior. And a lot of Schamberger's weekend was intertwined with the Warrior. It's really weird. So we're going to come back. We're going to do that interview when we come back to Spanish Announce Table, SpanishAnnounceTable.net, and
TrinityTypeOfSaintWork.com. Hey, I just spilt something on my shirt.
What was it?
It was ketchup.
Oh.
And you know what?
That's going to ruin that shirt.
That don't come out.
That's done. That's harder to get out than blood.
Yes.
Not that I know.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Moving on.
So I got to get a new shirt.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
And
you definitely
the best place to get a new
shirt. That
shirt
wasn't that good anyway. I'm sorry to tell you.
It's not. It's generic. It just looks plain. It was one color.
Yeah.
Who likes that?
Nobody likes
that. I'm actually glad I got the ketchup on it. You know why? Why
is that?
Because now I'm going to go to $6shirts.com
yes.
and pick me up a cool graphic tee.
Yes.
Have you been to the site?
I've been to the site. $6 shirts is amazing. And, you know, you can get all kinds of things. Obviously, they have t-shirts. They have funny tees, holiday and costume tees, TV and movie tees, political tees, sports and games tees. But you know what? They've got even more than just t-shirts. They've got bumper stickers, posters and prints, trucker hats. Who doesn't like trucker hats?
Everyone loves a trucker hat.
They've even got phone cases, man. $6 shirts.
I'm going to get the Benford Tools one.
Yes.
You know why? Two reasons. One, it's cool. Two, it fits well. Three, hey, I said two reasons. I'm giving you three, so suck it.
Yes.
I like Tool Time, and I like Home Improvement.
I like this one that's got a guy shooting a paper wad into a trash can and it says Kobe. I totally want that shirt.
Yes, you should get it.
There's no better way to buy a shirt than to buy a $6 shirt from $6shirts.com. That's $6shirts.com, but we made it really easy for you to get there. You know how you do it?
How?
You go to SpanishAnnounceTable.net. There's a link right on the front page of SpanishAnnounceTable.net for $6 shirts. You click that and that's going to give us a kickback of the sales. Look at this. They're already giving you a great deal of $6 shirts and now they're going to cut into some of that profit to give it to us.
They
are
amazing.
Because we led you there.
So do it. $6shirts.com. Get a t-shirt. You know you want one. You know you need one. It saves from not having ketchup on the shirts you already got.
SpanishAnnounceTable.net. $6 shirts.
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indy Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indy Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
Welcome to the second hour-ish of the Spanish Announce Table on SpanishAnnounceTable.net and TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, we have something exciting.
Very exciting. You know, we are so pumped coming off of WrestleMania 30. Honestly, one of the best WrestleManias in recent memory.
Oh, yeah.
If not of all time.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. And so, we were thinking, like, you know, we could talk about it. But wouldn't it be cool if we got someone who was actually there?
Someone who was there.
Someone who's a part of the company.
Yeah.
Someone that we'll get into more details, but
yeah.
Well, let's introduce this gentleman first.
Yes.
Ain't no stopping me. No.
And it's his music.
It is his music. Suck it, Shelton. Yes. That should be your new hashtag. Hashtag suck it, Shelton. It's gonna cut into your 140 characters, but you know.
I think it works.
We have, I say Kansas City artist, but now he's just world famous.
World famous.
And yeah, your name was lighting up Twitter recently. It's like Rob Schamberger.
Rob Schamberger.
Like last night. funny story about that. So the basis around that, and I mean, this will kick it off, but we'll talk about a whole litany of things. Obviously, Rob Schamberger painting
everything WWE related.
Yeah, pretty much. Is that a fair assessment?
It will be pretty true in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I feel like sometimes like Jerry Lawler might have like a little book, but everything else is this guy right here.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So I get a tweet, and we might cover this in Tweet the Table. I don't know if it was a Tweet the Table.
Yeah, let's do it.
But somebody says, "Is that a Rob Schamberger painting on the Warrior's jacket?" And I was like,
"At Monday Night Raw."
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, "That'd be pretty cool if it was."
Right. Not knowing.
Yeah. And then I see it because I watched it later. This morning, as a matter of fact.
And said, hey, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
It is.
That's goddamn Rob Schamberger painting. So, first of all, Rob, that's got to make you feel pretty damn cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's
not bad.
How does that
come happen?
About? Yeah, how does that? I mean, I know the basis for it is you're painting wrestlers. So, ergo, but give us a little more detail of what you can, if you can, what you're willing.
Talk started with his agent about a month ago.
So this wasn't WWE.
No.
This is Warriors.
Yeah, okay. This is P2P here.
So this is Warriors hearing wind of the greatness.
Apparently, he's been a longtime fan.
Nice.
And was nervous to say anything to me.
The Warrior nervous.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Probably because he's self-conscious because he'd contact you and be like, Rob Schamberger and the Warriors, we want to paint everything that is the essence of Warrior.
With rocket
and
fuel.
And he didn't want to scare you off.
Right.
Right.
And his agent was like, hey, would you like to do this? And... And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
And
what did they expect you to say? Be like, you know, I'd love to, guys, but
I'm kind of busy.
I'm gonna.
Well, I was nervous because like it's not canvas, right?
Right.
Like,
that's like, what I was thinking.
It was canvas material, but not stretched or whatever.
So you've not done something like this before?
Then, no.
Right? Okay.
No. You know, other than like some puff paint projects in fourth grade.
Right. Hey, don't knock it.
Hey, it's where it
I'm
starts.
I'm practicing now.
It's where it starts. And then I didn't hear anything for a while because, like, there had been other similar type things about a year ago that started and stopped.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And through a third party. And now, like, so it was 2 weeks ago, the agent's like, hey, Warrior's going to give you a call tomorrow. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And so he does.
Wow.
And completely nice guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like what you saw like in his Hall of Fame acceptance speech.
Yeah.
That's him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he was nervous to talk to me.
That's
you know,
insane.
Well,
he is a big fan of art.
He is. He's
He's
an artist himself.
Right. When he did the comic book, his second run.
Yes,
remember when he did the Warrior comic book? That was all his.
But how surreal is that?
Writing
a famous person.
Well, no,
is reaching
this.
Out.
Get this.
Nervous to talk to you.
He's like, yeah, I've been a fan, you know, for 3 years now, which was like when I did the Champions Collection piece of him with the dripping paint and everything.
Yes.
And he's like. And I had reached out to WWE to see if they could recommend someone, and Triple H, you were the only name he gave me.
God.
And he's like, and I watch all your videos, and I daydream about being in the studio with you, watching you paint. And all I'm picturing is like him in full gimmick from like the 90s.
Tassels.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fix that elbow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally running back and forth, shaking your panties.
Yes.
And you know, he was so like,
he's holding his paint in his face over in the corner. All right.
I was expecting him to like, you know, give me a lot of direction and like want sketch approval and stuff.
Sure, right.
And instead he's like, here are the few elements I want. He's like, you did a similar painting of like, you know, me jumping up in the ring. He's like, I want that on the back. Here's a couple other elements I want. Otherwise, I want to see it when it's delivered.
Wow.
So, and he, go ahead.
Yeah. So did those, and then like, man, I don't think I'm, you know, saying anything out of turn. Like,
sure.
I did two jackets.
Okay.
There was supposed to be one for Mania as well.
Oh.
But it was more of a preparation thing. They didn't know for sure. Like, remember, like when Stone Cold went out, like they did the Hall of Fame thing, and then he comes back out on the four wheeler, does his thing, right? Right. They were thinking about something like that for Warrior, but then they decided like Sunday, like night. They weren't going to do that, which I understand. I wanted to see it at Mania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But one, he might have been overshadowed with like what happened at Raw.
Yeah.
You know, like, true. You know, at Raw, he got the spotlight there. You know, you open with Hogan, Rock, and Stone Cold, right?
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it could have been overshadowed. Also, it could have bordered on being disrespectful to the other Hall of Fame guys, too.
Right, because it was why are we singling class. Him out? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was one of the
most of those
deepest classes I think I've ever seen.
A good chunk of those, I'm thinking of two in particular, could have been a headliner themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake the Snake and Razor, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah, of course I can do it. In the back of my head, like, how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
But you don't say no to that offer.
No,
right?
Yeah, no.
And
you'd be an idiot.
So I'm doing.
Listen, I'm busy, Warrior. Contact me next year. We'll talk.
Have your guy talk to my guy.
Yeah.
So like I'm doing all the preparation for Access while doing these two, you know, giant things because like he's a giant dude.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like big guy. I tried putting on the coat just to see like how everything worked.
Couldn't see you anymore. Were you like?
It was like. It was like being a 7-year-old putting your dad's shirt on.
So how long did it take to actually paint it? Like you said 2 weeks ago, but like how long did it take you to do?
Well, I had to wait for the jackets to come in. So I pretty much had like 3 or 4 days to do both.
So, and here's the thing about that I got to think is you got one jacket. You can't like,
right.
Yep. All right. I'll start this one over. Yeah. I screwed it up.
Which happened with the second one. Like, I went in with one medium, and the material was just soaking the pigment in.
Right.
So, like, after having spent almost a whole day, when I first put it down, it looked great. And then over as the hours went, it just dulled right down. I'm like, well, that ain't going to look good on camera.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I'm like, oh, God, I got to start over.
What do I
gotta do? Yeah. And I've got, like, 2 days till I hit the road. What do I do?
Oh, my God. I'd be freaking out.
I know.
And yeah, I ended up being like working on it till like what 1:30 in the morning until you know the night before hitting the road and yeah we drove to New Orleans too.
You were telling me this
so
let's transition to that. So you spent what the week down there
pretty or how much, long
yeah and you were obviously hawking paintings and you were glad handing I'm sure I mean like how long were these I gotta figure. Gosh, how many people do you think
how many people
interacted with? Yeah, it's got to be thousands.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah.
What was the start and end time of the Access? Like when did doors open for fans to come in and when did you finally get them not get them to leave, but when were they told to, you know, get out of there and then you could have
them to leave.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, well, in the same aspect you were also painting what was it, 7-foot by 6-foot WrestleMania painting at the same time. So it's like how long did your days last at the Access?
Like at Access, like doors opened at 8 and Access itself closed at 10 at night.
Jesus.
Wow. 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And closed at 10 at night, but that also meant that like I wasn't set up in the Access area. I was set up just outside it. Outside the superstore is like an attraction myself.
Gotcha.
To get people to get in the store like, hey, I'm an attraction.
Right.
I should make a t-shirt out of that.
You should. Yes.
And,
I'm an attraction.
So really, like, we got a lot of sales after 10.
Oh,
because
people are
all those
way
people
out.
Coming out.
Yeah.
And so, like, we stayed until 11.
Wow.
So we didn't, like, my wife and I, we didn't really sleep so much as take power naps.
Yeah, was it eat, sleep, paint, repeat?
Yeah. Thing? Jeez, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, and Katie, this is where I want to get your kind of take on this. You were at WrestleMania with Rob. Now, he was the one, you know, painting that 7-foot by 6-foot, but you have to be there with him, I imagine. So what was your experience like during the access?
Well, I was totally the shiller, which was awesome. So, you know, we had basically what we were doing outside is we had original artwork for sale. So we've got basically lookbooks, you know, our catalogs. Then there were posters inside the store of that Warrior piece and the Hogan Champions collection. And turns out we were able, about halfway through that time period, we were able to start selling prints. But it was more of just, you know, fielding all sorts of questions, the questions that Rob gets a lot, you know, how did he get started? What's he doing? You know, explaining to them the concept, breaking down the prices. So it was definitely, you know, we just had absolutely a steady stream of people, and it was nuts.
Like I'd be painting and I would be like, why are the lights flickering in here? And I'd turn around and there were, like, no joke, dozens of people with flash photography, click, 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 taking pictures.
I hope someday that, like, we'll be to the level where we can be, like, podcasting and there's people
right,
outside.
Right, yeah, like right at the window, like, taking pictures.
And
yeah.
I know that's never going to happen.
It will.
So like, I'm
give
just...
Give yourself more credit.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be people lined up outside this window
might,
here.
It
yeah.
might, or
someday
won't.
We'll be the Rob Schamberger of yes. wrestling podcasts.
Well, and then you also had, because I saw the pictures you guys were posting when you're at WrestleMania, you had Jerry the King Lawler visit as well. I mean, what was that like? I mean, I know he's such a big artist himself.
He's a
himself,
huge art fan, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about meeting Jerry the King Lawler. What was that like?
Yeah, I didn't know that was going to happen. They didn't give me any notice or anything. What happened was one of the staffers that was, like, managing Jerry back in the access area had said, like, hey, have you seen the paintings out there? He's got, you know, one of you. And Jerry was familiar with my work. He's actually sure. got one of my pieces in his museum of Jackie Fargo. And he comes out, and we ended up talking about, you know, like, different, you know, art styles and artists together back there. Like, meanwhile, all these people are like, Jerry, I want to shake your hand. I want to shake your hand, Jerry. And Jerry's like, look at these paintings instead, guys. And super nice guy, like you would hope he is. You
right.
know, like,
yeah.
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 Several
absolutely.
Of the people that, you know, like, you know, like, there's that saying, like, don't go searching for your heroes.
Yes. Because
then you might meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many of these people are as cool as you would hope. Like, I haven't met him yet, but just interacting back and forth with Mick Foley through email.
Mm, yeah.
Super cool, nice mm-hmm. guy.
Yeah, that's all I've ever heard, too.
Yeah.
He's just an amazing guy.
Really genuine.
So, you didn't... you said you haven't met him in person yet, Warrior.
Yeah.
But he bestowed upon you... a nice gift, as you were telling me.
Yeah. We already had good seats for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
We were classified as corporate partners. I just did the finger quote Man. There for all the people at home.
Yes.
With the answer it
yes.
is.
Yeah. Yes.
So we had, like, really good seats, like, just off floor.
Wow.
But Warrior's agent emails me, like, a couple hours before the show and is like, hey, do you want to join us in the box? And I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool. He's like, okay, well, meet at the WWE Hotel, which was the Roosevelt, and, you know, we'll get on the bus from there. Okay, so that hotel, we discovered what the 1% looked like. The bathrooms.
Oh, man.
The paper towels in the bathrooms were individually monogrammed.
Oh, what?
And like Katie said, like the women's bathroom, instead of stalls, they were individual rooms.
Oh, man.
And it smelled so good, you guys. It smelled really good in there for a bathroom. I know it's crazy, but it was great.
This is insane. See, let's put this in perspective.
Oh, and we're sitting in the bar, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like talking with the agent, and like there goes Pat Patterson, there goes Jack Swagger.
God.
And then Katie, you know, loses it because... Ric Flair walks by and nods at us.
What?
Katie, what was going through your mind when arguably the greatest professional wrestler of all time just nods at you guys?
Listen, you guys, I am Ric Flair until I die. In fact, I'm not going to go into it here, but there's a legendary story where I almost got in a fight with another fan at WrestleMania 24 because he was talking smack on Ric, and I can't have that.
My friend and I had to physically hold her back.
Oh, wow.
But it was amazing. I was working so hard to be cool,
you know.
Because we're there
be cool,
professional capacity.
Yeah.
I didn't want, you know, to mark out on any of these guys. So, you know, just sat there sipping my wine, and then he walks past, and I look at Rob, and I say, you know, outside I'm cool, but inside I'm freaking out. I don't know if Rob's
hands were all clenched up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And he looks over. He's like, are you even breathing? I don't know if he's mentioned this to you guys before, but at our wedding, when we were introduced as husband and wife into the reception area, we actually came into Ric Flair's theme music doing the strut.
Nice.
So it was,
awesome.
You know,
that is amazing.
Living the dream.
Right.
I'm just, so to put this in perspective, we just got handed our complimentary, because of the radio station, tickets to SmackDown.
SmackDown.
And we were like, yes!
Hey, yeah!
And this guy gets box seats from the Warrior,
yeah,
for God's sakes.
Oh, it's like, and getting from the hotel to the arena is one of these stories that Katie and I are going to tell forever. You know, getting to the Silver Dome.
Yeah, the Silver Dome.
Hey, and here's the thing, though. Nobody but Hogan can just, oh, yeah. Oops. You know, other people are getting murdered out there if they do that.
Well, and we were kind of talking, you know, about this, and I'll just really quickly defend Hogan because Hogan's my guy. I'm
well, sure,
Hogan,
yeah,
so
no.
But you got to think, he's pushing mid-60s, which in a wrestler brain, that's 200 years old, and the only thing he talks about anymore is WrestleMania 3 and Pontiac
Silverdome. No,
and so
I
totally
was impressed
get it,
with one. I mean, he's reading the crowd enough to hear them, because you can barely kind of hear the chant anyway now. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has the benefit of being where it's all being directed at, but you just see it registering. He was like,
he grinned, and then
he was
like, sorry, maniacs.
You know, and then like,
and then Austin,
it's
and
just
Rock.
All glanced over. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
anybody
then
else would fumble and stumble, but he was just like, oh, yeah.
But then like, Rock and Austin didn't let him
so
off.
Great.
That's what
I
liked about it. But
anyhow,
back
in the Superdome,
as
it were.
Well,
yeah.
Well, we're at the hotel getting on the tour buses, like these charter buses that I don't know how many they got, dozens, to get all the talent and the friends and family there.
Yeah. I'm sure
it's staffers and everything.
A fleet,
And, like, we sit there for a little bit, and then I see a bunch of flashers go by, you know, like police.
Yeah.
And
not like flashers.
Right.
Yeah, I'm thinking like,
there
was like,
some
hey,
of that
cool.
Too.
But, it's New Orleans.
I turned to Katie and I'm like, oh, we've got a motorcade. And she's like, no, we don't. And then the bus starts moving. And I'm like, no, look up there. And, you know, all these police motorcycles, they stop traffic. Okay. And not just any traffic, WrestleMania traffic.
Yeah.
They stop that. There's like, you know, cars like way up ahead of us. They get in there and then like shut down, you know, like another way, get those people moving so that the buses can come through, right? Then we get to the arena and, you know, we have a separate entrance to get into. And the security there was some sort of miscommunication, so it was taking like a moment to get in the door.
Sure.
And the staffers, like one, like WWE's people, like that environment. Not just because I'm not just saying because I'm working with them. They are so energetic and helpful and positive.
Okay.
It's a great environment. But the security guard was holding things up, and they just converge. Like, they swarm. Like, they all had red jackets on. They just swarm. And, like, within, like, a minute, they're like, okay, come on through. Come on through.
Oh, we get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then, like, there was a separate club where all the friends and family go to watch the show. And, again, this is how the 1% live.
Yeah.
And, you know, I stop in the restroom and, you know, go back in and, you know, we had become friends with Hornswoggle, a little while back.
T-Mac loves Hornswoggle.
Let me say this. I do not like the character, but after getting to know Rob, and Rob kind of
has convinced you.
Yeah, he's convinced me.
The error of your ways.
I don't hate Hornswoggle in person.
We had a a show entitled Hornswoggle Sucks because he went on a rant about him.
It's the character and how they use it.
Yes. Anyhow. No, I think, yeah, you had a disdain for the kid. Yes. No, I just like to throw jabs at
Thank
you. But
thank you to do that.
Anyway, you're speaking.
So I come around and you know, Katie waves me over and I didn't see him yet. And I go there, it's Dylan. You know, great. Get to catch up with him. And, you know, we hug it out and talk for a little bit. And, like, okay, the catering there, it was...
I can only imagine.
Pretty much gourmet food and handcraft beers for free.
God damn.
And I'm like, I just turned to Katie and I'm like, this is how we live now. And
again, we get SmackDown tickets.
Hey!
And this guy's... I'm so jealous. I said this. I've never simultaneously liked and hated a guy so much as I do Rob Schamberger right now.
And we watched the pre-show match and like got to meet Kofi's wife and kid. And then look over and like the table next to us is Bruno Sammartino. Look over another way.
God.
There's Ric Flair. Another way over, there's the Hogans. And
it truly is like, I mean, that time of year too is like the family reunion.
Yeah.
And now you're part of the family.
Oh my God.
Is the way this is like, is the way this is sounding.
And then there was this, sweet middle-aged woman that was trying to move a couch from like, cause it's like all these little like VIP section type things that you're sitting in. Like, And, she was trying to move one of our couches so that she and her niece could sit down and I'd hop up and help her and, you know, put it down. And then after the pre-show match, we go up to the box and watch the show from there. And then we get back on the bus afterwards, and the woman sits down next to us, and we realize it's Daniel Bryan's mom.
Oh, my God.
And so, like, I was a little nervous at first, and, like, I asked Katie, like, is it okay if I show her, you know, like the Champions Collection painting?
Yeah.
And she's like, because I'm not being pushy or anything.
Yeah.
I'm part of the company.
You're not like trying to sell her on
it.
You're like just wanting to show her, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I thought you'd like to see this. And Brian's sister was there too. And then it was the Bella's parents sitting in front of us. So they're all, you know, checking out the stuff. And Brian's mom, you know, got my card. She might want to get something from me.
That is awesome.
And I was like, just remind me who you are when you email me and I'll get you taken care of.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like the Total Divas producer came by and, you know, said like, oh, I love your stuff. Like the painting you did of Natty and TJ that, you know, for the wedding that Kurt Hawkins gave him.
Yes.
She's like, I love that. Like, we didn't know who you were at the time to get in touch to get rights to show it on TV. Like, we really wanted to, but they put it on like E Online anyway.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Which still gets a lot of views. Yeah.
But I'm like, hey, you know, I'll touch base with you because they're coming through for SmackDown. And I'm like, well, let's do something at the studio. So hopefully we will. And another lady came by that was wanting to get a painting for her son for his bar mitzvah. And, you know, we get to talk, and she's like, yeah, I'm with Boone and Murray, you know, like, here with all the producers for Total Divas stuff. And I'm like, okay, great. And she hands me her card, and, you know, we'll get in touch. And, like, I didn't, you know, look at the card. You know, you just put it in your pocket.
Right.
So when we were driving back up yesterday, I look at it, and I'm like, oh, she's the president of television for the Weinstein Company.
Oh, my God.
That's the kind of people you meet at this
thing. Oh, of course. I mean,
I'm picturing a reality TV show here you know, behind the canvas or something is what we'll call this. I guess you'd be in front of the canvas, wouldn't you?
Right, yeah.
It doesn't make much sense, but damn,
that's insane.
I can't,
that is
like
great.
Every time we have Rob in the studio, I'm always left thinking this guy has I can't even put into words, like, I'm just like, damn, this guy is living like this great life, meeting all these wonderful wrestlers and people. And
And I already know how this is going to sound when we listen back to it, because it sounds the same way every time we talk to you. It's always like, yeah, man.
Damn it.
Cool. Awesome. And now this is like the definition of it. So with all of these amazing things, and we'll get into the show too, because I want your reaction of actually being there watching some of the most memorable moments of all time. Mm. But for both of you guys, what was... You know, a year from now, when hopefully we're still talking and doing the show, things of that nature.
Well, we'll be famous by then, too.
Right, yeah. So hopefully, you know, we're both on that same level by
then. Maybe we'll be doing it in Silicon Valley,
right,
California.
Yeah.
Why are they calling it that anyway?
I don't know. But what's the moment that sticks out to you? And it doesn't have to be necessarily someone you met or anything like that, but what's that moment? And I know you've only had a day to really process it, but what's that moment where you're like, we did this, or we met this person, or what would it be to you guys?
You know, we were talking about that on the trip up because, you know, we had a 15-hour drive. We had a lot of time to talk about stuff. There were a few. Like, when we first set up, Katie wasn't there to see this one, but this English mother and her little daughter, like, I don't know, 6-7 years old, they walk up, and she's like, oh, look at the paintings. And the daughter looks up, and, like, her jaw just drops, her eyes bulge, and she's stuck staring at the stuff. And I'm like, well, that was awesome. There was also a kid that was, I don't know, 13 or so that came up, and he's like, are you Rob? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I want to shake your hand.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, it's nice to meet you, buddy. And he's like, you do all the auction stuff. And he's like, someday when I get a job, I'm going to save up enough money, and that's going to be the first thing I'm going to buy.
Wow. That's cool, though.
That was
man.
Cool. And then, you know, obviously, we, you know, like, again, don't spoil anything from Raw, because all that we've watched is
right.
The jacket segment. But,
yes.
But seeing that.
I can imagine.
Really made it come home. But ultimately, the moment where it all became real for me, because I was so in the zone, like, I've got to do this at this time. I've got to get this thing done.
Can't see the forest or the trees.
Yeah. Kind of was at the show watching Triple H's entrance.
Yeah.
Because he's the guy internally, I found out, that's been pushing to get me there.
Wow.
And, that's where it all felt real. Like, I'm sitting there in Warrior's box. I'm watching, you know, this guy down there that is the boss of the people I work with.
Yeah.
And, you
he's
know,
the boss of a lot of people.
Yeah. and then, like, you know, also, like, this whole thing going on, these 70 plus thousand people that are there. And he oversaw so much of that happening. Well, and
even
that's where it was just
later
like,
on
bam.
In the evening, he was left completely in charge when Tigger had to go to the hospital.
Right.
So, I mean, this guy's the head guy, and he's the one
and he's,
pushing for you to...
He's so universally respected internally.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a brand new day there. And not any kind of knock on Vince at all, because all this happened because of Vince.
Sure.
But just the way things are going right now, it's him doing that.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot, too, that people are really impressed.
Yeah.
And that they're very...
And he's so passionate about wrestling. Like, I work with the head of e-commerce, and he said that, like, Triple H has to approve everything they do. And so, like, they were putting together, I think it was, like, Jake the Snake's Hall of Fame shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And Triple H, like, when he looked at it, he's like, okay, I see what you guys were trying to do, like, with the snake from Jake's pants. It's like, but you actually used the file that we have for Shawn Michaels' tattoo of a snake. He's like, here's the other one you want. Like, that's how passionate and knowledgeable he is about every little facet of wrestling.
Man.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I mean, it was amazing. I can't get too sappy because, you guys, I've been on the verge of an ugly cry since, like, I mean, I bawled last night when we watched the Warrior segment. But...
Hey, we do that every time we finish the show.
Excellent.
Big ugly cry.
Okay. Honestly, just the entire experience, seeing how the fans reacted, hearing from, you know, we had some people who came up who had bought off auction. We had some people who had donated to the original Kickstarter. But just hearing, you know, you can never hear too many times that your husband is a genius and amazing and phenomenal and fantastic. And I think it was really great to have him actually painting there, because, you know, a lot of people stopped and just, you know, stared, and just getting to know all of them was phenomenal. And, you know, I've seen the amount of hard work that Rob has put into this, and we have come a long way since we first met. And this, you know, it sounds so cheesy, you know, talking about dreams coming true, but this was just, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, well, you don't get to a position like this without putting in hard work and having a lot of talent. So it's got to feel surreal, though, still at that point. I mean, like, at some point you're like, you're realizing and maybe it's going beyond expectations, but at some point, even at that, where you're thinking, yeah, I was working hard to get X, Y, and Z done, but when that happens, you're still like, crap, this is still X, Y, and Z happening. Like, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
One more thing before we transition kind of into WrestleMania, because I know we're kind of going on with the segment. But one thing that I was following when you guys were posting the pictures is your 7 foot by 6 foot painting that you're doing of WrestleMania. My question is, how do you, like, obviously your artwork is amazing, but I just really respect how you, like, position, you know, Rock and Hogan here, and then Hogan and Andre here, and then Stone Cold and Rock here. How do you think of, like, the painting first, I guess? Because that had so many amazing moments, and I was just like, even, I don't think you're done, right? You're not done with it.
No,
yep.
No.
So how do you think of your paintings? Because that had so many great moments in it.
That was a lot of fun. I was working with WWE's archivist on this. His name's Ben. Incredible guy. I use that word a lot. I'm sorry, but well, incredible guy. He's another one of those that reports directly to Triple H. And he also commissioned 6 paintings for me that went into the memorabilia section at Access.
Yeah, I saw that as well. Yeah.
Which, like, you know, having, like, all of those pieces of history and my paintings being a part of it, mm-hmm. that was another one of those where, like, this whole thing felt real. Mm-hmm. And, like, touring it with Katie, too, was just, you know, like, neat. Like, we got to experience it together, that moment. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, I want to do, you know, 30 years of WrestleMania moments. And so I put together the initial list. And what I said was we're going to break it into, like, 3 kinds of moments. The epic ones, the big ones, and the notable ones. So, like, I said, you know, like, obvious Hogan and Andre is mm-hmm. the big one.
Right.
You know, like, the biggest, it's like biggest the draw, big biggest one. Attraction right. of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in wrestling.
Yeah.
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 And, you know, so we got to have that. And then also Rock and Austin having that match 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to have that, in, you know, prevalent as well. And then, you know, we started breaking it down from there. I haven't put it in yet, but, like, a really big Hogan and Warrior is going to go, like, towards the middle of it
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then I had them, like, a little bit smaller and then, you know, even smaller from mm-hmm. there to, like, fill the whole thing in.
Yeah, because I just love just your composition of it, because as I was looking at it, you know, you had the Rock Andre, and then I believe, like, right next to that was Kane, which, you know, Rock, you know, or not Rock Andre, God, I said that wrong, Hogan Andre.
Yeah.
And then you had Kane, and then you have Shawn Michaels doing WrestleMania 12's entrance, I think.
Yeah.
Is that what I saw? Yeah. And then you have... Steamboat and Savage. It's just like, I don't put those moments together, but obviously you do, you know what I mean? And seeing them next to each other, like, fucking WrestleMania is awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Well, you want to get into actual WrestleMania.
Yeah. Let's get into actual WrestleMania. And I think there were so many memorable moments, at least for me, but the one that I think is going to be defined by this WrestleMania is Undertaker losing.
Right.
The streak ending. So, we saw the reactions on the network. I watched it on the network. You watched it on the network, too.
Yeah, it's become a meme, even.
Right.
The one guy.
Yeah, the black
crowd.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, with the glasses.
So tell us, I mean, obviously, we saw it, but what was it really like? Describe that to us.
You know, I've heard the saying before, but the air sucked out of that place.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I'm sitting there next to Warrior's agent, and we just, like, look at each other like, what the F just happened? And, like... and then we kind of start making fun of, like, some of the crowd reactions.
Yeah.
And then I look over at Katie, and she had that look on her face.
No, I mean, I was devastated. I was, you know, it, you know, there was kind of a weird ending. I wasn't sure what was happening. I still really tonight probably want to go back and rewatch it. But you guys, Undertaker for me, number one of all time, without a doubt. And, you know, Rob and I talked about it. We were, you know, pretty much speculating that probably next year would be the last year. And I just absolutely did not see it coming. But, I mean, that crowd was, they had a lot to say, even as the show carried on about that. So it was.
I mean, even the commentators did.
Yeah.
Throughout later matches, they were just like, I just can't believe.
Yeah, the
like,
Divas match, and we had talked about this off air. You know, they tried their best, actually did some really cool things.
And they even, towards the end, brought the crowd back in, which says a lot about the skill of those ladies.
Yeah. And then the other moment that I think of, and this might maybe just personal because of the Hogan thing, but after Hogan screwed up, when
that was part of it. Like it just felt real. It felt like this is a gathering. Oh, hey, let's all make fun of me. Yeah. You know, yeah.
But how cool was it to hear Stone? I mean, I didn't ever think that would happen. How cool was it when Stone Cold's music hit?
Yeah, because people thought that Austin was going to be like a referee or something, right? For like Brian and Triple H or whatever. But when that glass broke, the crowd reaction, never experienced something like that before.
Wow.
And then also the first time Brian came out, and like from the view we had watching the Yes Chants,
it was
unreal.
I also want to jump in. I published a tweet while we were watching Mania that got some pretty good reaction. People thought it was funny, but Triple H's entrance... phenomenal.
I saw that. I retweeted it.
I said, you know, if I was Stephanie McMahon, I would be so turned on right now because that was just, but really even that, you know, some of the entrances were epic. You know, Wyatt's were, that whole thing was just amazing. And then, you know, even though the match didn't turn out how I wanted it to, you know, Undertaker always delivers.
I also tweeted about the Triple H entrance. I said it was nice of Steph to allow him to have three sluts to come help him down to the ring.
You know who they were?
Yeah, I saw who they were. Yeah. It was Sasha Banks
and
Charlotte.
And then I didn't know who the third one was.
I forget the third name.
But
they're all really nice gals.
Oh, that's nice. He gets three sluts to help him down to the ring.
Well, no, how you were talking about how you'd be turned on. I was thinking how much of a man that is to have your wife introduce you and you've got three women.
I know.
Like, Jesus, that was so cool. Yeah,
your wife, who, let's be honest, you're married to the boss's daughter, right? So you might be the boss, but it's like Batista said, you probably wouldn't have got, like, he might have raised up and been in the company and been working for him, but you wouldn't be where you're at,
right,
if you didn't happen to marry you know. And so that's already the dynamic. You know that you know that there probably is a little bit of walking on eggshells, maybe not, you know what I mean,
yeah,
noticeable, but there's a little bit where in the back of his mind he's probably always like, I'm gonna screw that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And but yet, oh, I'm gonna come out with three girls in bikinis all wrapped around me.
And he always gets it, and it's just every entrance he has. I was saying this when we were watching it live. He's the one, man. Undertaker is the other one too. The two guys though, they always have that perfect entrance. Like they're, you know,
it fits the character.
2 years
amazing.
Ago, you know, he had that dry ice explode on his stomach, but that wasn't his fault. You know, that was but like when he took off that mask, I mean, Jesus Christ, that was like a superhero.
Yeah,
you know what I
mean?
So I can only imagine him being there. And then obviously the other moment I think that this WrestleMania will be remembered by is when Daniel Bryan finally did win. Obviously, The Undertaker wasn't that far removed as far as time wise.
Right.
So was the crowd as into it as you think they should have been?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, like, speaking of entrances, I thought it was interesting how subdued Cena's was.
Yeah, they played that down a lot because normally he's got
the other
big
one.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah. But and so I don't know if that was whose decision.
Well, I think it's showing like he is trying to say like the Wyatts are contenders.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, everybody else has got, you know, a big thing going on right now. You know, not everybody can have this grand, great entrance. But, yeah, I was really surprised about that dude. I thought there would be something.
Yeah.
He just came out to his normal Raw entrance.
Had the steam blow.
Yeah.
I just got to jump in with one more. I mean, it was definitely in the whole scheme of the night, it was a smaller moment. It was a B moment, as you might say. But, I mean, guys, Kofi freaking Kingston, man.
Oh, yeah.
That move during the Battle Royal where, you know, Rob and I both initially thought he landed wrong on those steps.
Right.
And we were just cringing. And nope, that was, you know, he popped back up. And, I mean, I just, you know,
it's
he's
amazing.
Got some talent.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works because you know that's coming every time.
Right.
Every Royal Rumble or Battle Royal, Kofi's going to do something. But it's never any less impressive because of that.
And this also the pre-match that, you know, we watched back in the club
with
the friends and family. And, like, you know, sitting there, you know, next to Hornswoggle, pretty much getting his commentary on the match.
Yeah, nice.
watching the show with those people, totally different perspective.
I bet. Because,
like,
yeah.
they, like, when they cringe at something, you're like, oh, that was legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, when Ryback fell and was, like, holding his ankle.
Yeah.
And they're like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Another big moment for me was Cesaro picking up the Big Show, because it is the Andre the Giant memorial. That was the big moment in WrestleMania Folklore, was Andre the Giant, you know, getting slammed by Hogan. And I was like, that's almost perfect. And the only person that could really pull that off is Cesaro. And I was like, and we did our picks. We do our picks for every pay-per-view. Cesaro wasn't on the list, so we never would have thought that. So I wasn't expecting Cesaro.
I didn't think
Cesaro
they would use him twice. Yeah, right, I thought he would just be there the first time, do the swing.
So that moment gave me a lot of WrestleMania-ness. That was one of those, like, which they tried to do sprinkled throughout the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that was deliberate for that reason. And I was just like,
my thing with that is, you know, with Big Show, it seems like he gets other guys' moments, you know, by just saying, hey, pick me up, you know, Cena at WrestleMania 20. Yep.
Which is on the painting.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. Awesome. But this one was probably the most impressive, even more so than Hogan Andre as far as strength, is because he picked him up.
And held him.
Held him, and then took two steps with him.
Yes.
He didn't just pick him up and go like, all right, I'm big, you know, one, two, three, let's do this. It was one
motion.
It wasn't
the Hogan slam.
Right,
yeah,
it was,
this was,
I'm picking him up, there's one step, there's two step. Get your arm over the rope, and now I'm throwing
you. Launching
you,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Just as far as strength, that was the most impressive.
And this is after wrestling a match earlier.
Yeah, and then
doing
the Battle
entire 30-man Battle Royal.
So, yeah,
just
definitely.
Very impressive.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I know we've been going really long.
Yeah, we've been
long.
Going for a while, so we'll kill this. And I'm sure we'll sit here and talk for a while after we do that.
Before we go, obviously what we do with you every time we have you in, what do you got going on? Where can we buy your stuff? Where can we get all your fun videos, all that fun stuff?
Well, there's always robschamberger.com, RobschamberGer.com.
It's almost like a JEFF. JRRR.
And, you know, got the store up there. Also, just if you just want to see the stuff, I've got the galleries there for people to check out. And then there's auction.wwe.com. At the time we were talking here, I don't think anything's up just because of WrestleMania week.
Right, sure, yeah.
We've got a few more coming up.
Mm-hmm. This will air for a few weeks, too. We generally do this every couple weeks.
And there will be two big paintings coming up, like one of The Shield, one of Randy Orton, that are like 22 by 30 paintings.
Oh,
that,
wow.
And The Shield one, I think, is going to perform pretty well.
Yeah, nice.
And also, within the next week at WWE Shop, we're going to have five posters launch. There's going to be Hulk Hogan and Warrior, the ones that we had at Access. There's also going to be John Cena, Undertaker, and Daniel Bryan. And after the very strong performance at Access, there's going to be a lot of product coming in the very near future.
Nice. Yes.
I'm excited that you got some up on, you said on Shop WWE.
Yeah.
Good, because we recently joined the affiliate program for that. So you go to our website, click
Excellent.
Through it, you buy stuff for Rob, he gets money, we get money.
Yes.
There you go.
We're all happy.
We're all
and
happy.
You get a painting. Yes. A badass painting. This is cool. So, robschamberger.com.
Yep.
S-C-H-A-M-B-E-R-G-E-R. Right?
.com.
.com.
Yeah.
You know how to spell that. Nope. I hope. Shop WWE, auction.wwe.com, right?
Yep.
We screwed that up last time.
Yeah, we did. But we got it right this time.
Yes.
Yes.
And just an amazing time
down
there
God.
At WrestleMania Access. This is probably one for your memory banks for life, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Just... Like, the interviews I did, like MTV UK and Chinese News TV interviewed me, and The Nerdist, and...
I like The Nerdist.
Yeah. But did you get SmackDown tickets?
Yeah? Well, I'll be in the building.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll be there.
Oh, wow. We'll point from the stands back. I know that guy.
Hey, we know him.
Yeah, we know that guy. No, we do know that guy. Well, this has been awesome. Let me play your...
Ain't no
your
stop music. Me now.
Your music.
Suck it, Shelton.
Yeah, suck it, Shelton. New hashtag.
Suck it,
Shelton.
I'm an attraction.
Yes.
I'm an attraction.
Rob Schamberger. Always a great time. His wife, Katie. Thanks for joining us
Thank you guys so much. Yeah, definitely.
And we'll have to do this again soon. And this is becoming a ritual for the show, and I love it.
Yes.
Yes. So, all right, we'll come back, and I think we're going to do Tweet the Table when we come back.
Yep, we will.
One of my favorite segments.
Mm-hmm.
On the Spanish Announce Table, which is on SpanishAnnounceTable.net and
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Like some downloads, I came for it all. Don't you
just give me a ring. If you don't give me everything, then don't give me the thing. I'm demanding my respect.
Hey, T-Mac.
Yeah?
You got a dollar?
I don't.
Oh, neither do I.
You know what would help us out?
What's that?
If some people gave us some dollars at our PayPal account.
That would be nice. A couple people have done that.
Yes, they have.
But we're broke.
We are.
And this show, you know, it takes time.
It takes time. I got to drive 45 minutes to get here.
That's true. So you're spending gas money.
I'm spending some gas money. Help us out. Mm-hmm. If you like the show, support us.
You go to SpanishAnnounceTable.net. There's a PayPal donate button right there on the front page. We can't make this any easier.
You know, one thing I always like to do before the show is have a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much that costs at the vending machine?
Probably a dollar.
$1.
$1.
Give me $1 so that I'm happy and I don't give my horrible rants. Remember, positive and patient. Just give me a dollar so I can get the Reese's and I can be positive and patient.
If once a month they gave us a dollar, just think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we would be able to at least break even with it.
Yep.
$1.
Exactly.
And PayPal makes it so easy.
It
Most
does.
People already have a PayPal account. All you got to do is type in tableshow@gmail.com, donate $1.
$1.
One stinking dollar. I mean, what are you going to do with a dollar?
Right. You're going to get yourself a Reese's peanut butter cup? You don't need that.
Yeah.
You know who needs that? I need
Fat
that.
Fat people like us need a dollar. Huh? So do it now. Go on to SpanishAnnounceTable.net or PayPal.com. Send it to tableshow@gmail.com. You'll feel good about yourself, and we'll feel good about ourselves, and we'll all feel better about ourselves.
Yes, we will. Keep your smile, what the Rock
is cooking. So I loved, you know, Hogan's doing his intro, and then all of a sudden Stone Cold's music hits, and it's like, you know, and The Rock's hits, and that was equally as impressive, but like, for a second there I thought, all right, we're going to keep fucking doing this? Like, I was a little worried, like, this needs to be it. There better not be a fourth.
Well, my thing was, and I thought, honestly, if the angle wasn't kind of what it was, I thought Cena coming out.
Oh, geez, yeah.
And then I thought that would have been, honest to God, everything. I mean, that's the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know.
That would be the Mount Rushmore, yeah, if you had to build a Mount Rushmore.
My thing was, so.
Because everybody talks about San Martino, but, like, the name just doesn't come up. You know what I mean? Like, and Andre the Giant, sure, was a huge deal then, but, like, if you were to bring up. If you would have said wrestler to people, they'd be like, Hulk Hogan.
San Martino would be like if you're pressing him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Name someone else.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then they, you know.
But even older, though.
Right.
Everybody knows Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Everybody knows The Rock.
Yep.
Everybody nowadays knows the name John Cena.
But so my reaction to that I was just going to share is so Hogan messes up and then Stone Cold comes out and I instantly go, fuck, man, they're going to fucking stun Hogan. He's the host.
Yeah, I did think that, yeah, like,
and then,
especially when he was like, if y'all want me to whoop Hogan's ass, and I was like, man, are they going to fight?
I thought it would be the beer stun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And when they did that stare down, oh, my heart stopped. I was like, fuck yeah!
Yeah.
But when Rock came out, I instantly said, oh, when it came out of the shower and walk right out to the ring. Like, fucking, he threw all the fucking water on him. What the fuck?
Yeah.
God, it was funny. But let's do Tweet the Table.
Yeah, hey, Rob Schamberger was here, that interview.
Rob is amazing. Katie is amazing.
Katie is awesome.
They are the coolest freaking couple I have ever met.
That's the Katie we never had to apologize to.
No.
The other Katie we apologized to.
Yeah. Because that Katie is in on some of those jokes.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, and the Katie First Lady's in on a little of them, too, but...
That's become our thing, just to say Katie.
Yeah, Katie, this Katie
Different Katie, though, so yeah. Well, let's do Tweet the Table, my favorite segment of the show.
Yeah, let's get
we'll
right
start
through
bumping
them.
Through these. Kicking it off with @HeavySet330. He says, Table Show, episode 36 was released on National PB&J Day.
Hell yeah!
Coincidence? I think not. Hashtag fat ass who loves PB&J. Hashtag I can make fat jokes too. Hashtag tweet the table. We did remark how, of course, he loves peanut butter and jelly. His name is Heavy
Set.
Anyway, Katie CM Punk fan 09. Katie CM Punk 09, as it were. She says, I like the new logo. Hashtag tweet the table. We do have a new logo up for the Space
Yes, we do.
Made by Toons Brian. That dude is badass.
Thank you, Toons.
Super cool. He's also trying to work on improving our website aesthetically, and I have no doubts that he will be able to do just
He's
that.
He's a man.
Seen the header, and it looks way better than what I could come up with my drag-and-drop tools on the thing. Mm. All right, another one. This guy, he started tweeting us last week, I think. Negron? Tweet us. Tell me if I'm saying that wrong. It's yeah. N3GRON, but it's Noel Negron. If it's Negron or Negron or something, let me know. I want to say your name right. He says, hashtag tweet the table, Renee Young. More like Renee Yum. Hashtag she is so hot. Hashtag don't need PB&J to eat that. Yeah. I agree. At WIR Cataclysmic says, I love peanut butter. I love jelly or jam. But putting them together? How disgusting. You Americans are fucking weird. Hashtag tweet the table. Hey, I'm American, and I'm not fucking weird. I hate this shit together. And he even says, on another one, he says, also, it's jam, not jelly, you nimrods. Hashtag tweet the table. I think there's a difference. I think there's like an actual categorical difference in jam and jelly, if you got down into it.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Tunes Brian at WR Cataclysmic. It's awesome. Hashtag love PB&J. Hashtag.
Yes.
Tweet the table.
Hey, one more thing I wanted to share real quick.
Yeah.
About Raw that I didn't get into.
Yeah.
Adam Rose
did have a little, yes.
And I think that's perfect. And a lot of people are like, oh, Sami Zayn?
Yeah, no.
But here's the thing. Adam Rose, they don't want the this is cool thing
to die out.
To peak in NXT.
That's the same thing I see why we're seeing Alexander Rusev. Because it's never going to go anywhere other than what it is.
Right. And they don't want it to peak in NXT.
Right.
And then by the time.
Right.
And we also got promos for Believe.
Yes.
And they were so fucking cheesy and bad.
Yes.
I loved it.
I do love it. GBL316, first Mania pick for you. Hashtag fuck you. Hashtag to the table. Go on our Twitter feed and you'll see it. He's got a picture of the Daniel Bryan wrapped pole down there at Access, and I'm jealous of that bastard. GBL, get back to fucking work so you can be PGBL. Fucker. Oh, he says, saw this guy at Access and thought of you guys. Hashtag to the table. The big picture of. Mark.
Yeah.
Mark.
Huh.
Henry. Mark.
Huh.
Henry. I can't say it. Mark. Huh. Henry. All right. Ooh, WR Cataclysmic. Ambrose and Rollins now have names for their finishers. Rollins is called Peace of Mind, and Ambrose is called Dirty Deeds. Hashtag to the table. When did that happen? Missed that. Tasty Black Man at Gentle Beast 06.
Yes.
Hot damn at Amy Dumas is doing damage in that dress. Hashtag WWE HOF. Hashtag to the table. Hashtag AWWIR. She was filling that dress out.
She looked good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At Mr. Impact 76. What I learned from 2014 WWE Hall of Fame. Mr. T loves his mother. Hashtag tweet the table.
And my mama.
He says, Mr. T is the official ambassador for Mother's Day greeting cards. Hashtag tweet the table. GBL316 says, oh my God, Mr. T, shut the fuck up.
It was 45 minutes.
It went a long time about his mom. I thought at some point he'd just transition out of that and say something about the Mania and the reason you're going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's great that you want to take time out and talk about your mom, and that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And that's a very moving thing, and the crowd was loving it. This is awesome, they said. After a while, it's like, hey, when are you going to talk about what the fuck you came here for?
Right.
It's fine if you want to take your time.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Get to
but
it.
But also mention what you're fucking here for.
Right.
Because now you just made us regret that we fucking put you in here. You made a mockery of our goddamn show. If I'm WWE.
I would say the same.
Right. Mr. Impact 76, Mr. T tagging with Brodus Clay at WrestleMania 31, coming out to Someone Call My Mama. Hashtag tweet the table.
My mama.
Yes.
That would have been the person to bring out.
Yes.
Is Brodus Clay.
At Mr. Impact 76 again. Carlito, damn. They're cutting my time again. It's like I never left.
Great line.
So true.
And then they're like, and then he's like, what's the tag team? They're looking at him. He's like, what? I didn't say anything wrong. It was a joke.
Yeah.
Those matadors. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
Oh, and Jerry the King Lawler said that one of them was a brother and only one of them is. The other one isn't.
Do what?
He announced them all as brothers.
Yeah, no one's like a cousin or something like that.
Yeah, I guess I'll be a brother.
Yeah. Brother. All right. WIR Cataclysmic, only fitting to have The Undertaker make an appearance during Paul Bearer's WWE Hall of Fame induction. Hashtag tweet the table. Hashtag rest in peace, Paul Bearer. This is the first time Undertaker's shown up to a Hall of Fame. Even.
Yeah, and that was the perfect way to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was great.
Cataclysmic also says, aw, tell me. You didn't all think of your old pal Cato when Razor said,
"Hey, yo!"
at the WWE Hall of Fame.
I did.
Hashtag tweet the table. Yeah.
And we're working. Cato, yeah. I saw your tweet the table later about getting the "Hey, yo" from Hall of Fame. We're working on that, yeah, so don't worry about it.
We don't got time this time.
Too much shit's happening.
Yeah, remind us, though, because we might forget. Yeah. At WIR Cataclysmic, Ultimate Warrior doesn't get hyped. He stays hyped. Take notes, Mojo Rawley, you J-Brone. Hashtag tweet the table. Hashtag WWE Hall of Fame. Hashtag One Warrior Nation. That just feels weird to just say anything about.
I mean, but it is true. The first get hyped, stay hyped character is Ultimate Warrior.
Who else did it there? In somebody was similar to that in ROH. Was Mondo, Mike Mondo. Anyway.
You bringing up ROH just surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
You usually hate them.
Hmm. At Heavy Set 330, DDP is 58. Is DDP Yoga the Fountain of Youth? God damn. Hashtag tweet the table.
Although I will say this, DDP's face is fucking weird.
Oh, yeah. Kind of looks like Seal.
Yeah. He's like the white Seal.
Side note, you know Jeff Ross?
Yeah.
The comedian. You know, the comedian, the roast master general.
Right,
Watching the show, he's on a plane, and he's like kind of sleeping, and the plane starts reaching turbulence, and he's like, "What the hell's going on here? This plane's bumpier than Seal's face." Just one of the funniest things I ever heard.
That is a good line. That's a good line.
Hallmark of Swede. Hashtag to the table. Watching WWE Hall of Fame for the first time ever. And it's really great to see all the superstars in a different environment. Very true. They also, I heard, were passing out warnings to all the regular fans in attendance. They were like, "Please respect what this is."
Mm-hmm.
No chance.
Yeah.
You know, no demeaning chance, no cat calls. You'll be kicked out with no warning.
Yep.
Basically.
Yep.
You know, like, that's not what this is. And I'm glad they do that because it's a serious thing. So, like, they start doing a "you suck" chant or something, get the fuck out of here. It's not what this is about. You know what I mean? This is about the Hall of Fame. This is where we take people and honor their accomplishments. And you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah. Don't be an asshole is exactly right. Yeah. At Negron again. Gotta love a guy that tells it how it is. Carlito at the WWE Hall of Fame. I want him back in the WWE. Well, he's not really making that very possible right now. Not really making that very possible. RVJ 1989 says, WrestleMania 30, we're here. Hashtag tweet table. And he put a picture, which is what we asked him to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Down there.
Thank you so much for doing that. Seriously.
Yeah. All right, at Heavy Set 330. Damn, Sin Cara looks ripped. Oh, wait, that's just Hogan. Hashtag tweet the table. I don't get that either. Yeah. Katie CM Punk 09. Hogan, Austin, hell yeah. Hashtag WrestleMania. Hashtag tweet the table. Yeah. Heavy Set 330 says, I would have laughed my ass off if The Rock was via satellite. Hashtag tweet the table.
That would have been funny.
He could have at least done that like as a joke and then came out. Yeah. That would have been funny, yeah.
Did you see the video that WWE posted of the three of them backstage before the show started?
Mm.
It's really cool. You should check it out. It's about like a minute 45. You could tell Hogan's like the third wheel, unfortunately. But the three of them are hanging out. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. What I liked at the end of at the Hall of Fame, at the end of Scott Hall's speech, the click all on stage there.
You know what? I don't know.
You didn't like it?
Okay, so the next year, when I assume Diesel goes in.
Yes.
Do we get it again?
Hey, man, I mean.
And then here's the thing, though. Are you going to fucking put X-Pac in then?
Yeah, I don't know about that. At least not, he's not the same level.
But what I'm saying is,
DX, he'll go in, but.
Right, but get what I'm saying? It's like, okay, guys, get it.
No, but that's.
And fucking
with
Shawn
Scott
Michaels.
Hall, I mean, it's Scott Hall was where he came from. And I mean, all those guys are going to be there. And it's
but
like
Shawn Michaels with his fucking hunting vest.
Yeah.
Got to stop fucking wearing that
get
shit.
Get over it. Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Insane Clown Posse had a line in one of their songs. They're talking about Ted Nugent.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's a very similar Epro statement. They said, Ted Nugent, like anybody gives a fuck, you like to hunt a lot. So fucking what? Just so what?
Yeah.
Knock it out. Who gives a shit?
Dress appropriate.
Yeah, just goddamn. Heavy Set 330. Undertaker's coming to the ring. I think I'm going to go watch Godfather 2. I have plenty of time. Hashtag clean the table.
Oh, that was good.
Heavyset 330. The streak is over. Thank God the streak is over. Hashtag tweet the table.
I will say this. As we've talked about this entire show, that was one of the most shocking moments, in my opinion, in entertainment history. However, it feels good if there is another match that we don't have him just rely on, you can't beat me at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and here's what Heavyset chimes in. He says, so Sting versus Undertaker with no streak? I like the sound of that.
Me too.
I'm just going to go through some of these streak ones. Katie CM Punk 09, I'm in shock right now. The streak is over.
Mm-hmm.
Titan T-Mac, I'm shocked. I tweeted you from here. I said, this really just happened, dude. David J, still in shock. The streak is over. Is this real life? Hashtag thank you, Taker. Hashtag tweet the table. Yeah.
Thank you, Taker was the number one worldwide trending topic on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. Titan T-Mac, if at Dave Batista taps, then his Brazilian, or what is it?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, right. Purple belt is a sham. Hashtag tweet the table.
Yeah, he's got a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu purple belt. Yeah, all right.
David J, and the weakest yes chant award goes to New Orleans and the WrestleMania 30 crowd. Hashtag streak hangover. Hashtag tweet the table. They were never really in sync, though. Raw the next night, they were fucking perfect.
But see, I don't like it when it's perfect. I like the yes. It makes it more.
I think it's much more impressive when you see just the wave of hands all at once going,
yeah,
yes, and it's like a thunderous yes.
Right. I get that. But I like the uncoordinated because it makes it feel like it's a like not
Here's
a
the
riot,
problem with why it probably couldn't be done in the Superdome.
Too big.
Too big. Like the sound doesn't carry as fast as your.
Are they saying it? Yes.
Yeah. Like light travels faster than sound, so you see it before you hear it, and then it throws off the people in the back.
But I like it when it's off cue.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yep. Katie CM Punk 09. Well, hashtag WrestleMania 30. Even without CM Punk, was a memorable show. Hashtag the streak is over. Hashtag Daniel Bryan era. Hashtag tweet. The table. She says, I'm not surprised Punk didn't show up. Quite frankly, this was Daniel Bryan's moment, and all the attention should be on him now. Another one. Although I'm happy AJ retained, and the ladies did try. Nobody cared about this match. It followed the streak ending. Hashtag tweet the table.
But like we said, they tried, and they did well.
Yeah, no.
They've done way worse.
Yeah.
So.
To me, Katie CM Punk 09, to me, other than Bryan winning, the moment of the night was the whole world's reaction to the streak being over. Hashtag speechless. Hashtag tweet the table. Yeah. Katie CM Punk 09 said, you know, it could be possible that CM Punk was in the coffin with his name on items. All the coffins were out there.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he looked over and like number 22 opened up. And Yeah. RVJ 1989. The streak ended and I was there. Hashtag WrestleMania. Hashtag tweet the table. You're telling him, don't go. Yeah, what are you going to see? What are you going to care?
I was completely wrong. I'm so glad that I told you no and then told you yes.
Yes. Living Legend 148. If SmackDown is hashtag Diet Raw, was this last episode also hashtag caffeine free? Hashtag tweet the table. Yeah, SmackDown is the go home show. They always suck before pay per view. At WIR Cataclysmic, this may have been one of the best WrestleManias ever. Hashtag tweet the table. Completely agree.
Yep.
Completely agree. RVJ 1989 at the NOLA Airport, back to the Pacific Northwest after a legendary weekend. Hashtag WrestleMania. Hashtag Bourbon Street. Hashtag tweet the table. Fuck yeah.
Good for you.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
Yes.
RVJ 1989. Moments like the ending to WrestleMania and this opening of Raw is why we love wrestling. Hashtag tweet the table. With the yes movement. I completely agree. Heavyset 330. People need to learn to cherish these moments and quit bitching. This is why I'm a wrestling fan and proud of it. Hashtag tweet the table. I like it.
Love it.
Some real emotion there from Heavyset. At Katie CM Punk 09. Met that guy, Heavyset.
Yeah.
Good guy. At Katie CM Punk 09, the Wyatt Family Band was awesome. Hashtag tweet the table.
Yeah, and I liked how they dressed up to where they looked like followers. It wasn't like a band that was cool with the Wyatt family. They looked like they were part of the family. That was really cool.
Heavyset 330, Orton and Batista's new tag team name should be Team Hell No, because that's what I say when I see them coming to the ring. Hashtag tweet the table. Negron, can't wait till Eric Rowan puts that chair too far and Bray Wyatt, or Bray misses it. Hashtag tweet the table. Hashtag that will suck. Hashtag but funny. Yeah, you think that moment's coming where, you know, because they're in the dark, he's walking down the aisle.
Oh.
He sets the chair.
Yeah.
Tugs on his pants. Whoops, I set it just back a little bit too far. I'm sure he slides it up to the back of his legs, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Toons Brian, didn't get to watch Mania. Have they revealed the secret Wyatt's kerosene to LED lamp trick yet? Hashtag tweet the table. You know what happened is, I bet you first couple NXTs or something, that fucking they were using a real flame, and I bet you that bitch blew out, and they're walking in the dark. Can't have that happening.
No, you can't.
Yeah. But then just don't do the lighting of the, I don't know, just have them hold up a lantern from the darkness and be like, we're here.
We're here.
Then you don't got to blow it out. Then you just lower it again. It goes to darkness again. I solved your problems, WWE.
Did it again.
Pay me.
Come on.
Pay me.
Come on.
At Heavyset 330, Cena's new shirt says, you can't stop me. That's obvious, John. Can't stop something you can't see. Hashtag tweet the table. Katie CM Punk 9, the crowd is singing. He's got the whole world in his hands. I love it. Hashtag tweet the table. I loved it
amazing.
Too.
Amazing.
Heavyset 330, where you at? At Tim John Cena 09. Hashtag tweet the table. Yeah, I said if he defeated the streak, I would be Tim John Cena 09. Didn't happen. Maybe I should be Tim Brock Lesnar 09.
Yes.
Heavyset 330, Slam City spoiler, Zack Ryder does all the jobs. Hashtag tweet the table.
That is great.
Heavyset 330, Santino has had more kayfabe relationships than CM Punk has had in real life. Hashtag tweet the table.
That's a good one.
Yes.
You know, with AJ and Punk, I hope that AJ doesn't go down the path of getting all those tattoos. You know?
Oh, yeah.
She got one. Yeah. I just want her to stay with one.
Heavyset 330. One hears voices and the other walks alone. What a bunch of freaks. Hashtag tweet the table. Katie CM Punk 09, the accolade. I remember it as the camel clutch. Hashtag tweet the table.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that as a camel clutch.
Yeah.
You can't call the choke slam, you know, the ride to hell or something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
at Ice Dan 001.
What up?
After hearing your ideas of Ultimate Warrior's Hall of Fame induction on table show, I couldn't help but leave feeling disappointed. Hashtag tweet the table.
You know, okay, so with the news, that speech is a lot better. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He thanked his daughters.
Yes.
He thanked the people backstage. What we were wanting was the, I'm crazy.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Which we got on Raw.
Got a little bit of that on Raw, yeah.
Right.
Katie CM Punk 09 says, is that a Rob Schamberger portrait on the Ultimate Warrior's jacket? Hashtag to the table.
Yes,
it was. Yes. She says, imagine how much paint the Warrior could have saved if he'd wore that mask through all of his career. Hashtag to the table. Katie CM Punk 09, best diva in the world. Paige is here. Hashtag tweet the table.
I think Emma's better still. Still do. I don't care what you say.
So, she says, Katie CM Punk 09. So, we have Bo Dallas, Adam Rose, Rusev, Paige, now on Raw. Talk about moving up. Hashtag tweet the table.
Well, with some of those, they have to because of the gimmick. They don't want it stale too early.
Yeah. Katie CM Punk 09, I think it's safe to say that at Heyman Hustle is having a good 24 hours. Hashtag tweet the table.
So is Cesaro heel or is Heyman face? What do we do? Or are we just the cool smarks?
I don't know. Mr. Impact 76, woo woo woo, you know it, Ryder on Raw. Oh, that's so 3 years ago, my bad. Hashtag tweet the table.
Yeah, he has no gimmick right now.
Katie CM Punk 09, AJ putting Paige over shows that AJ cares for the division and wrestling more than any other diva has. Hashtag tweet the table. I don't know about that.
Or
they told her, you're out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck
out. Or she
on.
Said, I'm out of here. And
yeah,
because a lot of times, like, we say this, but, you know, like everybody was saying, Cena lay down for Bray Wyatt. Cena's the company man's going to do what the company told him to do.
Right.
You're going over.
Okay.
You're laying down. Unless we get an actual affirmation that AJ was like, no. I want to put Paige over here, and I'm not doing anything until I put Paige over, which I don't think that's how that happened.
No.
I think they wanted to make a splash.
Yeah, I will give Cena credit for this. Remember he cut that promo leading up to Daniel Bryan, and he pointed out that he was one of the only few guys that would put Dolph Ziggler over? That was one of the things he doesn't get credit for.
At Negron, hey Lesnar, you beat the streak. Now go tan your legs. Hashtag Sheamus wants his legs back. Hashtag not enough spray tan. Hashtag truth to the table.
He is white.
Heavy set 330 at KDC and Punk 09. Natalia calls bullshit. Hashtag tweet the table. Yeah, that's with Paige coming in.
Man, Natalia sucks. All right? She fucking sucks, guys. She does.
Yeah.
She's a bad actor, a good wrestler. Guess what? You need both. She ain't got it.
Mm. KDC and Punk 09, the way AJ said best diva in the world was clearly a shout out to her future hubby. Hashtag AJ Punk. Hashtag best in the world. Hashtag truth table.
Thought so as well.
The mop jockey.
Where you at, mop?
Hashtag truth table.
Yeah, where you at, mop?
That monster song in the D-Bri video package is perfect.
It is pretty cool.
Yes. Hashtag truth the table from the mop jockey. I think I finally processed my feeling on Taker, and it's sad. Hashtag truth the table. Mop jockey again. Taker has always been around. Now who knows? It feels like it's the end, and I'm sad.
It ain't. I don't think so.
Mm-mm-mm. At Edward Shore says, do you think AJ leaves to go be with Punk? Hashtag tweet the table.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm predicting.
Mop jockey again. Hashtag tweet the table. It's time to Bo leave.
God, weren't those promos great?
Yes.
Oh, they were so cheesy. And
yes.
Impossible. You're looking at the word wrong. It's I'm possible. Shut the fuck up. God, that was great.
At the mop jockey, hashtag tweet the table. Ha ha. Heyman hugging the Andre trophy is awesome. Yeah, after Swagger busted the thing
and he's
like
holding
it. Yeah.
He held it like how he held CM Punk's title.
Yes, this is great. Living Legend 148. What was Stephanie wearing at WrestleMania? The only thing missing from that ensemble was the Godfather. Hashtag Ho Train. Hashtag tweet the table. At AWWIR Chevy, hashtag tweet the table. Why did Triple H bring an airline hostess as his manager for WrestleMania?
That's the one that I was speaking about earlier. That was great. That's probably my favorite one this week.
Oh, here's my favorite one.
Okay.
From at AWWIR Chevy. Hashtag tweet the table. At Titan T-Mac is jealous that WIRX champion at the awesome voices H-A-W-T hot on the mic. Hashtag congratulations, awesome. Yeah, for new listeners and other listeners that don't know, I participate on the allwrestling.com week in review where you put in your own calls, and we have some competitions where we go head-to-head once in a while, and I just defeated the standing WIRX division champion to be the main event of the show.
Who was that tweeted that, though?
Chevy.
Chevy, hey, you know what Captain Awesome's jealous of? Me kicking his ass in picks.
Yeah, I'm not really jealous of that.
So that's where our competition's at.
There.
Huh?
Yeah.
Where you at?
Yeah. Yeah. Hallmark of Swede. Hashtag to the table. For a second there, I thought Cena, you can't see me'd the crowd.
That would have been cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hashtag to the table. Come on, sing it. John Cena sucks. How were they singing that? I forget exactly how they were singing it.
Yeah, it was
They
cool.
were singing it on Raw.
But, man, did the Wyatts kick the fuck out of Sheamus, Cena, and Big E?
Hashtag to the table. Wyatt's gonna kill you.
Classic. Yeah.
Did you notice that, Chan?
Wyatt's gonna kill
you. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one.
I love it, because anytime you say kill, it fucking at least gets to PG-13. Yeah. Which...
Hallmark of Swede. Hashtag to the table. Did Justin Roberts just introduce Batista as Bootista?
That would have been funny. I don't know if he did, but it would be cool if he did.
Yeah.
I bet you he does it at a house show just to piss him off.
Hallmark of Sweet. Hashtag to the table. Bad news Barrett is back in the ring. That's some good news. Vladimir Kozlov is back as well. Not good. Oh, sorry, I meant Rusev.
And how over was Wade Barrett?
Yeah.
I mean, God.
And he looked like he was having the fucking time of his life.
It. And he even got over at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I like that as well.
Pounds of Justice at Type Bomb. What a historic few days. Brian wins. Streak ends. Paige takes the Divas title. And Wade Barrett wrestles. Hashtag tweet the table. Yes. Hallmark of Sweet. Hashtag tweet the table. So is Heyman a face now or is Cesaro a heel?
That's what I'm asking.
Also, I hope they don't take the King of Swing moniker too far. Yeah, it's kind of cheesy.
That's very cheesy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But with Heyman, Heyman can make anything work, you know?
At Type Bomb regarding the Shield. It's nice to see Aces and Eights biker masks have a resale value. Hashtag TNA garage sale. Hashtag tweet the table. At Malcolm026. Hashtag tweet the table. Am I dreaming last night? Paige is the new Divas champ and still NXT women's champ. Adam Rose, Barrett, all on Raw. Hashtag Bo Leave. Katie Steampunk 09. So Austin is going to try to get Undertaker on his podcast. I'll be listening. Hashtag tweet the table. Not till he retires, I bet you. He's so unwilling to break character. The Undertaker is.
Mm-hmm.
So if he shows up on Austin's podcast as Mark Calloway, that'll signal to me he's done.
Yeah. That's when he's done.
Yeah.
The closest he ever came was that biker thing, and yeah.
At WIR Cataclysmic, that was the great Raw of all the times. Hashtag tweet the table. Well, I don't know about that. There's been some great Raws.
Oh, there's been some amazing Raws, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if this is top 10, to be honest with you. At WIR Cataclysmic, Cesaro with Heyman, Paige, Divas champ, Brian is champ, Bo on his way, very exciting stuff happening. Adam Rose can fuck off. Hashtag tweet the table.
Whoa, he's fun.
At Twain VA, Tamina Snuka is a fine grown-ass woman. There, I said it. Hashtag don't judge. Hashtag tweet the table. I was thinking that last night. I was like, man, she's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
She had her hair all done up, looking decent. Yeah.
I like her.
Mm-hmm. At Katie Wrights, at Rob Schamberger's first post-WrestleMania interview with At Table Show. Hashtag tweet the table.
Yes.
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 At Negron, at Table Show, every time I hear Rusev's manager come out, it sounds like she's saying meow, meow. I think of the Meow Mix jingle. Hashtag tweet the table. I'm going to have to go back and see that.
Yeah, that's close.
Negron posted a funny picture, and he hashtag tweet the table. Daniel Bryan is Teen Wolf. Hashtag yes, yes, yes. And boy, when you see this picture, if you go on our
it looks Twitter, like it.
It's pretty damn.
It looks like it.
Tweet the table. That one was good. Another 30 minutes.
God damn.
I like it, though.
3 hours.
I like it, though.
This is the craziest episode we've done.
Boy, yeah, this is. Heavy Set lit us up with some funny tweet the tables. I think he won tweet the table this week.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We're going to come back and we're going to do our emails, and then we're going to get the fark out of this place. Yeah, I said fark. What are you going to fark into about it?
I don't know.
When we come back to the Spanish Announce Table on SpanishAnnounceTable.net.
TrainingTopicsNetwork.com.
Hey, T-Mac.
Yes?
Let's do a commercial for iPage.
Okay.
So, you know we have a website.
We do.
SpanishAnnounceTable.net.
Yeah, it's a great site, too.
It is hosted by iPage.com.
Yeah, and they're great.
They are great. Let me tell you something about them. They give you all kinds of features, and they give you $500 worth of extras when you sign up for a website.
And it's really easy to use because, you know, my dumbass, I don't know how to use them computers.
And right now, when you go through our webpage, you go to SpanishAnnounceTable.net, and you click the iPage link that's right there about the middle of the page. You can sign up right now. If you were to sign up today, you get a whole year for $20.14. That's 81% off.
That is a great deal. Regardless of the 81% off, that's a great deal. $20 and what was it?
$20.14 per year. Regularly, $101.
Come on. That's amazing.
And you know what? I mean, they have all these kind of special introductory offers all the time, and it gives you unlimited disk space, free domain registration, free security suite, free site building tools, free online store, free search engine and marketing credits. And get this, they're green. They're completely powered 100% by wind energy.
There you go. Look at that. And you're helping the environment out. And who doesn't want a web page? You know, get on there, create something.
I've dealt with these people. Mm-hmm. They'll call you up, too, to check out how you're doing and see if you need any help. You have one person assigned to you that's your helper.
Yeah.
And they'll call you to check, see how you're doing. They've reviewed your site. They'll give you tips. They'll ask you questions if you need any help.
Yeah, they're so you're great. Not sitting iPage. Out there with your thumb up your ass not knowing how to work a website. They're out there helping you.
Go to SpanishAnnounceTable.net. Click on the iPage link. You'll help yourself out, and you'll help us out.
Thank you.
Baseball fans, want to keep up to date on all the exciting news of Major League Baseball? Tune in to Fielder's Choice and The Clubhouse, two exciting baseball podcasts on the Heavy Hitter Network. Each week, Fielder's Choice keeps you informed on baseball from around the league. And every weekend, The Clubhouse goes in-depth on one specific team. Fielder's Choice and The Clubhouse on the Heavy Hitter Network at www.nohitter.podbean.com. Also available on iTunes, Fielder's Choice, and The Clubhouse on the Heavy Hitter Network.
Sierra Hotel,
India,
Echo,
Lima,
Delta,
Shield.
first time I noticed that that's actually their voices doing that.
Is it?
I think so.
Wow.
Let's here.
Yeah, play that again.
Let's see. See if you can pick it up. It sounded like it. Let's detect it.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
It might be.
Maybe. Roman Reigns, I can see. Dean Ambrose, I just don't
know. I felt like it was Rollins at the end there saying yeah. Shield. I don't know.
I just don't know about Ambrose. Ambrose doesn't sound like he's in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's just two of them. Maybe that was the original plan.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Hey, man, it's time for emails.
My favorite segment.
Yes, and you know who opens it up.
Yes.
Kata. Motherfucking Klismic. And he says,
hey, yo.
And we're going to work on that. I told him we're going to work on
that. Yes, he says,
hey, yo.
Another email, so.
Let's do this.
So how about that episode of Raw, eh? I'm super excited that Cesaro is now paired with Paul Heyman. Paige moving up to the main roster and beating AJ for the Divas title and the Shield possibly facing Evolution. Another thing I'm happy about is all the new NXT talent moving up. I'm excited to see Bo Dallas, but Adam Rose? Really? I have no idea what anyone sees in this gimmick. I much preferred Leo Kruger to this abomination.
Yo.
He is like the Ascension, just an entrance. Hopefully when he comes up, he gets the Xavier Woods treatment. Now, I think the Ascension are more than just an entrance. And
yeah.
As a matter of fact, the entrance I care less about. Yeah, I like their in-ring style
right. And
their viciousness. But anyway, Brian is champion, but I see Batista as champ in time for Guardians of the Galaxy. My question is, will the WWE try and switch Batista face again when his movie comes out? Or will they forget about it and swap him heel face like The Miz, who as of 23 seconds ago just swapped back to a heel again? Well, that's me for this week. I know that makes you sad,
mm-hmm.
So I'll email your
fat asses
again next week. Kata?
Out.
I don't know that they'll put the strap on Batista
for
that movie.
No, here's the thing, and I said this, I forget to who, but
they're not involved in that movie, are they? That's not like a WWE film, is it?
I don't think so. When him and Orton were beating up Daniel Bryan, that showed how irreplaceable he is. He's not the Hollywood movie part-timer. That could have been Jack Swagger and Randy Orton.
Yeah.
He is forgotten about. That's the biggest flop for a part-timer ever.
Yeah.
So, no, they're not going to put the title on him.
Yeah.
He sucks.
I agree with you. All right. Cataclysmic. Thanks, dude. Awesome.
Adam Rose, though. Stop shitting on Adam Rose.
Yeah. I liked it. The segment there was good.
Yeah.
He was going around. He was saying all that stuff. I liked it, man.
And I liked the party bus thing where he's like, you know, every party bus.
The party express.
Yeah, but it's got to have little people.
Yeah, he's like, I learned a long time ago, you want a big party, you got to get a little person.
Right. He's like, I like bunnies. Here's a bunny. Like, that's fucking cool, man.
All right, we'll move on because we got to knock these out. I feel bad, but hey, man, we had a big pack show and
oh my God,
a lot of stuff
yes.
going on. Katie.
The first lady.
Hey, guys, WrestleMania shocker. Well, where do we start, huh? The streak is over, and I'm still in shock, and I don't think it's about the streak ending. I think it's a mix of the man ending it being Lesnar, and the fact, in my opinion, the match could have been better, but I think physically Taker is done and that it's over. I guess the only question is, where does Lesnar go from here? On to a more positive Mania notes. Hogan, Austin, Rock opening the show, amazing and fun, even if it wasn't at the Silver Dome, but the Superdome. Apparently, Hogan thought it was WrestleMania 3. Triple H and Bryan's opening match was great, and the fact Bryan was attacked after he won made it more intriguing going into the main event. The Shield versus New Age Outlaws and Kane was surprisingly quick, but Shield dominated, so moving on. Beyond happy about Cesaro winning the Andre Battle Royal, he's a guy that's going to be a major star, I believe. Felt like this should have been the Royal Rumble, and Kofi had his best near elimination ever. Yeah, we didn't really give that much lip service, did we?
It happened.
Yeah. Cena versus
it was good.
Yes.
But
Cena versus Wyatt was an interesting match, but I felt Wyatt should have won, and I'm hoping this feud continues. I agree with that. The ladies tried to have a decent match, but after following Taker and Lesnar, I honestly think people didn't care, and who can blame them, really? Glad AJ retained, though. Well, that didn't last long. Now, the main event I enjoyed, and there were lots of ouch moments. The Batista bomb and RKO through the Spanish announce table, and Orton landing on one of the TV monitors. Ouch. And the dive on the Authority, and it looks as though Steph legit hurt her ankle. But finally, Daniel Bryan is having his moment with his biggest yes movement, and hopefully it's a long reign. Well, by the time you guys read this, Raw would have been on, and there was a Sting sighting, or a CM Punk return. She says, hopefully, you know, and something completely different. What do you guys, or what will you guys be looking forward to after Mania season is over? Who wins the picks this time? Can't wait to hear.
You know Ooh. That. You know that.
Love you guys. Later, Katie.
The First Lady.
Yeah. What am I looking forward to? Just the moving on. I always like right after Mania, it's like, okay, we're going to get this whole fresh storyline.
And that's good for about a month. After Extreme Rules, then it gets stupid.
Yeah.
Not stupid, but
yeah,
because
then you have your typical downtime. Yeah, the WrestleMania Monday. Hangover doesn't settle into me for, yeah, like I said, after Extreme Rules. Mm-hmm. Then I'm kind of like, oh, okay. Shit, here we go. Doesn't pick back up till about Money in the Bank time frame for me. Maybe is SummerSlam before Money in the Bank? Money in the Bank's first, right?
Money in the Bank, I think it's
first. Yeah, that's when it starts kicking back up for me, and I'm like, all right, okay, cool.
I am most excited for the Shield breakup.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see this face run.
I don't think it's going to last long.
Yeah, I don't think it'll last as long as their heel run did, obviously, but I'm excited to see that first.
I think they're going to turn heel.
The whole thing
quick.
Is there's so much unknown, and not heel, it all works now, all... and they're over now, and I'm worried about, I don't want to lose any of them, you know?
Yeah, you're going to lose one of them. It'll probably be Dean Ambrose.
Which is so weird, because coming in, he was the best damn thing out of all of them.
Well, I still think he is the best one of the three, but yeah. Because they want him to... eat shit and like the taste of it. He's going to go down. And then Seth Rollins gets all the fun high spots with Kofi. And then Roman Reigns is your star because he's big.
He's big guy.
I'm excited about that. And I'm excited to see who challenges Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's going to be Triple H. I think Triple H.
Yeah, who's his first? Okay, so any rematches and, you know, the...
Well, I think Triple H and Evolution, I think they reformed to take on Shield.
So let's say if there is any of those, there's any rematches and any, you know, falling action in your story arcs, you know, you always have the resolution and all that. So there might be a little bit of that here and there for over the next couple of weeks. Who is his next non-authority-related storyline feud?
Brock!
That's what I think.
Lesnar. I said that horrible. Yeah. But Brock Lesnar.
That is one way to keep Daniel Bryan with this underdog momentum.
Against the biggest beast and beat the streak.
So he can still go over on somebody that seems impossible, which is where he's getting over. Yeah, I could see that. But then where do you go from there? I don't know.
From Brock?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you can go on Cesaro.
Cesaro, yeah.
He's a Paul Heyman guy.
Just Paul Heyman, huh?
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, why not? Katie, thanks for the emails. Hope you enjoyed the WrestleMania as we did.
Because what you could do is you could have Daniel Bryan tap out Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar so ashamed and just thinks WWE's a farce, so he goes away. So I'm going to bring my newest guy to take your title, and there's Cesaro.
Hey, we got a new emailer.
Oh, yeah?
Michael Carmen.
Hell yeah, Michael.
He says, hey, bro-hams, Mike from Boston here. No turtle heading during Mania, thank God. Amazing pay-per-view. Is this that guy who on the Twitter said he turtle-headed from laughing at you so hard? Yeah. My network feed was great. No complaints. Mine too, Mike. Quick thought about Lesnar. I think it's brilliant to give him the win.
Me too.
I know everyone wanted a younger guy for the rub, but honestly, it would have overshadowed anything they wound up doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would end up doing, excuse me, they would always be best known for beating Taker.
Mm-hmm.
Lesnar, on the other hand, it makes him even more unstoppable. Imagine when he challenges Bryan. I think putting this new Brock in the title picture will shake things up for the better. Love the show. A couple bucks sent your way. Thanks, brothers. Mike from Boston. And he did. He gave us $2.
Mike from Boston, God damn it, you are the best.
Yes.
Here's the reason. Two reasons. One, I completely agree with every single word you said in that email.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Two, you gave us money. So where you at, Mop?
Yeah.
Michael from Boston.
He
said
my monthly contribution, Mike from Boston.
We got to give him a nickname. Yeah, Mike from Boston.
Mike from Boston.
Mike from Boston.
Mikey B?
No, we'll think of something. But, Mikey B is okay.
Mike from Boston.
Mike from Boston.
Mike from Boston.
Yeah.
The Hopper.
I completely agree with every single word. I thought Brock Lesnar was the perfect one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it was, if you're going to end it, and
it's 100% believable.
Yep. If you're not going to end it with, in my opinion, the Cena heel turn,
yeah, yeah.
That's the perfect way to do it.
That's the thing, like, because we always thought, like, okay, Could it be a Roman Reigns coming up out of nowhere?
But
could
then
it be
all
Daniel
the
Bryan?
Smarks would be like, this is the future.
Yeah, yeah. And it's exactly like you said. That would always be, yeah, they'd use that for the rub, but that would almost pigeonhole them into every time they cut a promo. I'm the guy that beat Taker Street. Right. Whereas Heyman very well might use that for Lesnar moving forward in almost everything he says, but that's what Heyman does. Look at this guy.
But Brock also has other things. The youngest WWE champion of all time. Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be amongst a list of accomplishments. And he's a fucking monster.
I beat The Rock for the WWE
title.
Beast. Yeah.
I know we had a guy named Rhino, but he's like a rhinoceros. He's like a rhino. He's an unstoppable, stout beast that will plow through anything in its way.
And in like the promo that Heyman cut, this dude's legit.
Yeah,
remember, he's
exactly.
a UFC champion. He beat Randy fucking Couture.
He's a national wrestling champion. I mean, he's just the damn...
Dude, he retired Heath Herring.
Yeah.
I mean, goddamn, yeah. He retired
Mike from
a fighter.
Boston.
Mike
dude,
from Boston.
It was $2.
Awesome.
That dude is the shit.
I'm going to get my Reese's now.
That dude is the shit.
And you could be the shit, too, if you just send us an email and $2.
Yes. All right.
Do you like
final
that?
Email.
Do you like
I,
that?
Did, I like the plug. I like the nice segue. The final emailer of the evening. Let me double check that, make sure. Yep. Final emailer, the ultimate MJR. What is up, Captain Awesome and Tyrion Mac? Tyrion Mac? Says, yeah, Game of Thrones reference.
Watch
Game of Thrones?
No, never seen it.
I don't know how you pronounce that.
Never seen it.
It's your favorite angry black man on an elevator. Ultimate one here, checking in for this week. How do you know you're my favorite angry black man on an elevator? Huh?
That
how do you
is
know?
So great.
Making assumptions about my life. Maybe I hang out in elevators a lot. You ever think about that? And piss people off on purpose. Maybe I got a few favorites in front of you. So strap in and enjoy the ride, he says. Oh, T-Mac's not gonna like this one.
Oh God.
Number one.
All right, hold on. Okay, here we go. Let's
number
do it.
One. Why did that mumble mouth ground beef for brains has been MMA star go over on The Undertaker?
Oh, I thought he was gonna go after Hogan there for.
No.
Cause it's perfect.
It is perfect.
Every hey. Aspect of a wrestling fan hates that he won.
Yes, and so exactly, it's the heat. And they said in 2010. Undertaker and Lesnar talked about this, and Undertaker wanted to put Lesnar over and end the streak.
Yep.
2010.
Yep.
But then we all know what happened with the Triple H things. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you got Shawn Michaels, Triple H.
Well, and then Brock left.
Yeah, and exactly. And Brock left. So, you know what I mean? The storyline was just put on
and
hold.
I always thought they had legitimate heat. Remember when I don't know if you remember this, but Ariel Helwani interviewed Undertaker after... Brock Lesnar lost the UFC heavyweight title, and Undertaker was like, "We gonna do this?" And Brock was like knocked out because
I thought that was a promotional thing. I didn't think that was that real, honestly.
I don't know because Kane Velasquez beat the fuck out of Brock Lesnar. Because if you ever look at Brock Lesnar and that little scar underneath his eye, that's from
well,
Kane Velasquez.
I meant the Undertaker saying you want to do this thing. I thought
well, but at the timing of that, I always thought was weird.
Yeah.
But I guess they're friends. And credit here's the thing that I think people are forgetting because. It seems that all reports are legit that Undertaker was unfucking conscious.
Yeah.
Had a concussion.
Yeah.
And Brock Lesnar carried a match of that importance, even though it was slow, but of that importance on the fly, a part-timer.
And I even like his reaction.
And the guy
like,
was 6'10".
It was kind of like he even had a look of shock on his face.
Like I did it.
A smirk like, Oh, fuck.
It was like...
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
He was just like, this fucking happened. And then, like, his smirk when he looked back, kind of, like, laughing at what he'd done. It's just... It's so believable for
Brock Lesnar. Right. And with him...
It literally is... Sorry, and I'll let you finish.
Yeah,
literally is eat, sleep, conquer the streak.
Right.
I'm out. Like, that's what it is.
What I liked is his reaction... It made me think of two things. One, it almost made me feel like he didn't cheat, but it made me feel like a kid that got away with cheating on a test.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, I did
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And then it also made me think of like, you mad, bro? Like one of those fucking, you know, like, Jersey Shore guys. Like, oh, yeah? Huh? And
it's it was just, it was almost a scoff at the end. It was
right.
Like,
yeah.
Gotcha.
But he got away with it.
Number two.
All right, let's do it.
Who was the next top guy in WWE? That's a tough one.
Well, it depends on who you say is top right now. Like, arguably, Cesaro is the number two face in the company.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to count Cena.
Look, Cena gets booed. I'm sorry. Cena's only a face to fucking 8-year-olds.
What about a Bray Wyatt?
Bray Wyatt? I mean,
are you considering top guy as your number one face? That's who people consider top guy. But who's the next, like, rising guy to maybe enter the main event is the way I kind of read that question initially.
Okay.
I'd say, like, a Bray Wyatt, although he's probably there.
You know who I would say? And I don't know if you'll like this pick, but he didn't get booed in the six-man tag, and that's Big E Langston.
Yes.
They booed
the shit out of Sheamus. They booed a couple times when he was hitting things, but they were impressed with his
And then they kind of strength, were like, yeah, they were quiet. Yep. So I think Big E might be it.
Now, let's say this. Let's say John Cena's on his dwindling years.
Hopefully.
And Daniel Bryan is not that next Hogan, Austin, Rock, Cena. Who is the next top guy in WWE?
Cesaro.
You think so?
He's got the look.
You think he'll be to that level? Hogan, Austin, Rock.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
That's what I'm saying.
He'll be
Hogan, Austin, Rock, Cena, these top guys.
That's a Mount Rushmore.
Are they even here? Are they even on the roster? Or have they? Because like Cena, if you would have said Cena's gonna be that level when he was first starting out, you'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
You never really know. Right. I would say it's Daniel Bryan. But again, if you want to take him away, no, I don't think that guy's on the roster right now.
I just think he might be on the roster, but has not reached the gimmick that'll get him there yet. Even you never know. You know what I mean? Like when I used to fucking watch Bradshaw, John Hawk Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm.
This guy you could not get off my fucking TV fast enough.
Right, and then when he became JBL,
and then he became a wrestling god.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not really a wrestling god, but you know what I mean? Like, became one of the top fucking heels in the business.
Yeah, but I think the closest is Cesaro. Because he has the look and he has the wrestling set.
You don't think any of the Shield guys, huh?
Man, no. I don't know.
I think Ambrose's attitude might get him in trouble, but I think he has the potential to be that Shawn Michaels level, you know.
And Seth Rollins has that Rey Mysterio level where he could be champ because he's so crazy in the ring.
Yeah.
And then I'm sorry, guys. Roman Reigns just doesn't do it.
Number three. Number three, the most surprising good match at this year's WrestleMania.
Cena, Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured that match would be good, though. I counted on that match being good. There wasn't anything that really surprised me as far as how good the match was. Alicia Fox surprised me with her in-ring prowess during the thing. I'd say the Divas match surprised me for how... I mean, it wasn't good.
Right.
But it surprised me, and maybe that's low expectations. Because I expected that to be a fucking shithole stinker, the drizzling shits, as Steve Austin would put it.
Mm-hmm.
It actually was decent.
I thought the tag match was really good, too.
Yeah, the tag match maybe surprised me. Yeah, that would be the one that surprised me with how good I thought it was.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah. Even the 30-man battle royal, I thought that would be kind of a bullshit thing, but the ending was like, whoa. And there's some good spots, like when Kofi and Cody Rhodes are both hanging, doing the Shawn Michaels hang, and they start kicking each other. Like, that was good. That was good.
Yeah, very good.
All right, we'll move on. Number four, worst chance in wrestling.
Well, at the time, it was amazing. And even at WrestleMania, it was cool. But I'm so fucking tired of the what chant.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
But that was cool.
WrestleMania was
cool how Austin was like, WrestleMania 1, like, WrestleMania
what?
2,
yeah.
WrestleMania, and he went to 10. Yeah. I thought he was going to go to fucking 30.
Like, yeah, I hate using the what chant on it. Like, it was funny for Kurt Angle because it got under his skin.
Yeah.
That was the gimmick, but... Yeah, I don't know about worst chance. Like, I can't really think of...
I always think of it because it irritated me when I was there in person, but the crime time, Brooklyn, that was stupid.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I would say...
This is one like where I'll be watching somebody and I'll be like, oh, there's the fucking answer.
Right. I think it's just the outdated what.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's for me.
Number five. Who do you think will headline WrestleMania 30? One.
Ooh.
Mm.
I don't think Sting will be the main event.
No, he won't headline it. It's going to be a title match. And I don't think Daniel Bryan will obviously be holding the title here. Unless maybe he were to lose it quickly, gain it back. Not even quickly, but like a couple months. Then it's gone for a couple months. Maybe gets it back around Survivor Series, Royal Rumble. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only way I could see Daniel Bryan still being in that title picture. I mean, John Cena's always penciled in, isn't he?
Yeah.
Always penciled in.
Yeah, he is. Okay. Then this is what I'm going to say. Here's my prediction. You want to hear my prediction?
Yeah.
Good, because my live microphone.
Yeah.
My
well,
prediction.
I could just turn it off like that.
Hey!
Okay, go ahead.
My prediction. God damn it. My prediction is. God damn it.
No, I'm fucking with you. All right, go ahead.
My prediction is the main event of WrestleMania 31, making this drawn out, getting the intrigue. Daniel Bryan versus John Cena.
Wow.
And then
and
I
you
think...
You want to go to that.
Oh, yeah. And I want to do the yes chant because fuck Cena. Mm. And I think the star is going to be Roman Reigns beating Triple H.
I think a year from now, huh? That's what we'll be doing, huh?
Yeah, that's unfortunately what we're going to be doing.
That sucks. I don't see, like, right now, if you were to tell me build to next year's WrestleMania.
It's so hard, though. Like, what if Punk comes back?
What if Daniel Bryan
mm-hmm.
goes for a couple months here, gets semi-robbed of the title somehow,
mm-hmm.
maybe not even the authority, but somebody somehow
mm-hmm.
feels it. He gets it back. Like I said, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
In comes Bray Wyatt.
No, they've exhausted those two guys.
It's a year removed. Over a year. Though,
I think what they're going to do, and this is just speculation or my idea, whatever. I think they're going to do the WrestleMania 17 build of face versus face. Like they did with Rock and Austin. Yeah.
All right, so let's book next year's WrestleMania.
Or WrestleMania 6.
We're going to do John Cena, Daniel Bryan.
With Warrior and Hogan.
Uh-huh. We're going to do Roman Reigns, Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do Sting versus Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
Undertaker wrestle?
No.
Nope.
I hope not.
Take a year off.
Yeah, I hope
Jesus.
Not. Jesus. Yeah.
So then what else do we got here? We're going to have a tag team match in there. Who's going to be the tag team champs? Rollins and Ambrose?
No.
No?
Tag team champs. Will be Batista and Orton.
Batista and Randy Orton a whole year from now?
Yeah, why not? And then I got Brock Lesnar versus The Rock.
Brock, yeah. Been waiting for that one, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. As always, keep doing you, and Brock Lesnar fucking sucks.
Oh, he does not!
P.S. I would have sent a dollar, but Brock Lesnar fucking sucks. He's worse than Mongo. Yeah, I said it.
You're... No way! I will put any Brock Lesnar match up against the best Mongo match you could name.
Hey, look, let's get the fuck out of here, man. Ultimate MJR, thanks, dude. You're awesome. I love the Fragen. And goddamn, what a show, huh?
What Shit. A honest to God, this is me.
The range of emotions we've had.
That's
tonight.
What I was. The roller coaster I've been on since 6:30 to
even if you include this whole week since we lasted this show.
This has been
nuts.
Insane.
Nuts. And we can't even name them all. We don't have enough time for that. But come back next week. We're going to do episode 38 of the Spanish Announce Table.
Hey, and thanks, Mike from Boston.
Yes. Hit us up, SpanishAnnounceTable.net, tableshow@gmail.com. If you
want
to email
Mom?
Us or send us, yeah, if you want to email us or send us PayPal donations, SpanishAnnounceTable.net, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out all the shows. Check out the Split Decision, T-Max. MMA podcast.
Yeah, we got the world's best UFC flyweight, Tim Elliott.
Yes.
Come on.
Come back next week. Spanish Announce Table on SpanishAnnounceTable.net and
TrainingTopicsNetwork.com.
Break your heart.